Blog Talk Radio.
Woman should be in to a Yahweh man.
thank you, O Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to have examples in here. We thank you for blessing the teachers to continue to teach your word. Yahuwah, we ask you, O Yahuwah, to continue to guide us and forgive us for anything we have committed in your eyesight. Forgive our fathers for anything they have committed, Father, before we was living. Don't let their sins hold on us. Let the family of Israel get back to your truth, O Yahuwah. One Father, one name, one accord, your order, Yahuwah. Defying and destroying anything man has created, O Yahuwah, and getting back to doing thus says Yahuwah. Yahuwah, we just thank you humbly as your servant. Thank you, O Yahuwah. Bring forth your word to us. In the name of Yahuwah the Son, we pray. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Again, another bottom part of Sabbath Day. We live at Camp One, and all the locations is ready to go. So we're gonna open up in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. There, Brother McKay, let's see what we can do. And Luke 12, verse number 12.
Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit, we're going to be clear that the righteous spirit will teach you, and the only way we're going to understand his word, we got to understand the order of his word. So we're going to, on the bottom part of Saturday, Sister Jones, we're going to go to that 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And we're gonna dissect exactly what it's saying in the 37th chapter of the book called Ezekiel. We open up right there, 37, and we'll pick it up at verse 1. But before we read verse 1, there, Brother McKay, give me the book of Hebrews, blue title called Hebrews 10:22.
All right.
Down to let's keep reading so we get our point. Let's open up in Hebrews, put the title called Hebrews and 10:22.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, beginning at 22 reads, "Let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of faith coming, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." Verse 23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, coming without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Verse 24. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Verse 25. "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, by exhorting one another, and so much for more as you see the day approaching."
He said, when you come to the assembly of Yahuwah, when you gather the congregation of children of Israel, you're supposed to do what with them, according to that verse? Back up. Supposed to do what? You're supposed to exalt one another. So when you come together in Yahuwah's word, our mind's supposed to be able to exalt one another. Mm-hmm. Because one thing about it, like Sister Jones said earlier, it's tough out here, and this thing is going to go down. So if we don't have the rules and regulations, when it go down, we're going to be always reacting to things. But if we exalt one another and have that right trumpet blown to one another, we know exactly what to do with the time appointed. So that's why we got to exalt one another when we come together in the six locations of voices of the true Israelite. Exalt one another as we see the day approaching. And we know we're seeing a lot of things approaching as we speak. Go ahead and read.
Okay. Verse 26.
What?
"For if we sin willfully."
But now, if we sin willfully.
"After that we have received the knowledge of the truth."
Now, if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth. Now, once we got the knowledge of the truth, then we're going to stand willfully. Go ahead.
There remained no more sacrifice for sin.
That means whatever you do is going to be null and void in Yahweh. Because you willfully knowing what you're supposed to be doing on Yahweh's day, and you got something else to do on Yahweh's day. Mm-hmm. So you sinning willfully. Go ahead.
Verse 27.
What?
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
He said, just wait on the lake of fire. Yes, all you got coming is the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to sin willfully after he's showing you soundly about his order, what he wants you to be doing, oh, children of the book, the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you're going to neglect that and willingly do it, you say all you wait on is the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sister Jones, skip down to verse 35 to 39 on that. Same book, 35 to 39. This is what he says.
No,
come on back to Hebrews.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 to 39.
Yeah, what did that say?
Cast not away therefore your confidence.
He said, now don't cast away your confidence. Otherwise, don't be waving around with your confidence. Don't cast it away. Now go ahead.
Which has great recompense of reward.
See, his reward is it is a reward if you are. Understand the thing. So you got a reward if you understand the thing.
Verse 36.
Right.
For you have need of patience.
He said, you need to have what?
Patience.
You need to have patience. Go ahead.
For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise.
He said, you might receive the promise. And all the way you don't get the promise, you got to have what again?
Patience.
Okay, well, what is the promise he's talking about? Hold that point. Let's back up to Romans chapter 9 there, Sister John. Let's find what he's talking about a promise. He said, the only way you don't get this promise, you got to have what again?
Patience.
Let's back up to the 9th chapter, pick up verse 3 of Romans. Let's see how do you have patience.
Romans chapter 9, verse 3 reads.
What it
reads? For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father, for my brother.
My brother.
My kinsman.
Yeah.
According to the flesh.
Yeah.
Verse 4. Who are Israelites?
Mm-hmm.
To whom pertaineth the adoption?
The adoption.
In the honor.
The honor.
In the covenant.
Covenant.
In the giving of the Torah instruction.
And they the ones supposed to give the Torah instruction. Go ahead.
And the servants of Yahweh.
And if they do the Torah instruction, they got the what again?
And the servants of the Yahweh.
So when you do the Torah instruction, what you got, Sister Jones?
Servants of the Yahweh.
You got the service of Yahweh once you do the will of Yahweh. Then you got the service of Yahweh. Go ahead.
And the promises.
Oh, so that is right there. So now we know what the promise is. It's the doing the will of Yahweh. Then you be lined up with the promise. So now, what is the promise of Yahweh that we can read there, Sister Jones? Back up, back, we're staying in Romans. Yeah, back up and read what to get the promise, what you got to be doing. Back up one verse. And that's Romans 9.
The servant.
Yeah, back up one verse.
You have to be doing. And the giving of the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
And the service. Of the Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And the promises.
Mm-hmm. But wait a minute, Sir John. Work with me just a little bit. Now, we want to, he said, don't, come back to Hebrews again and read that promise again. Come back and read that promise again. Because now you on something. We on stumbling on something that we got to tighten this up. So let's come back to the book of Hebrews. Polluted title called Hebrews. Come back to that verse one more time. And let's read down to where it says about don't cast away something. Come on back to that verse again.
Okay. That's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 and 36.
Okay.
Cast
good.
Not away therefore your confidence.
He said, don't cast away your confidence. Go ahead.
Which have great recompense of reward.
So you got a great reward if you don't cast away your confidence. Go ahead.
Verse 36. For you have need of patience.
He said, you got to have what again?
Patience.
You have to need to have patience. Go ahead.
That after you have done the will of God.
You got to have patience, but after you have done what?
The will of Yahuwah.
The will of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
You might receive the promise.
You might receive the promise. Now we're going back and see what is the will of Yahuwah. Because if you do the will of Yahuwah, what you got coming again?
The promise.
The promise. Did you hear what the man is saying? If you do the will of Yahuwah, you got the promise coming. That's big talk there, Austin. Now back up and let us know what you're talking about. We're going right back to Romans. And we want to read that again because we don't stumble up on something. We might as well tighten it up. We're going back to Romans chapter 9 and pick up at verse 3 again. That's real good.
Romans chapter 9, verse 3.
What does it say?
For I could wish that myself were accursed from the Yahuwah.
Yes.
For my brethren.
Yes.
My kinsmen. According to the flesh.
According to the flesh.
Verse 4. Who are Israelites?
Who are Paul's kinfolk?
The Israelites.
The Israelites is Paul's kinfolk. Go ahead and read.
To whom pertaineth the adoption.
So they the one got the adoption. So now, wait a minute. They got the adoption. Hold that part right there, Sister Jones. Put a mark in there, because we're gonna run you around and take a look at that. So what they have is the adoption. Now what is he talking about they got the adoption? Where did they get the adoption from? Let's go to Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. Let's see what adoption did they got in Numbers chapter 6. And we'll pick up with number 6, pick up 22 down to verse 27. What adoption did they receive?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27.
Yeah, what adoption did they receive?
And did Yahuwah say unto Moses, saying?
What did he say?
Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel.
He said, on this wise you should do what?
Bless the children of Israel.
Bless the children of Israel. Go ahead.
Saying unto them.
Saying what?
Verse 24. Yahuwah bless thee and keep thee.
Yahuwah bless you and keep you.
Verse 25. Yahuwah make his face shine upon you. And be gracious unto you.
Yeah.
Verse 26.
Yeah.
Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon thee.
Go ahead.
And give you peace.
So who give you peace?
Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
And then Yahuwah says what?
They shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
And then what are you going to do? So once you carry Yahuwah's name, then you will find a what?
A blessing.
A blessing. Now, let's run to 2 Kings 17:34. Sister Jones. We're going to 2 Kings 17, verse 34. We're going to see what that says. 2 Kings 17, verse
34.
2
Kings chapter 17, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Until this day.
Until what day?
This day.
Go ahead, read.
They do after the former manners.
They do,
They fear not the Yahuwah.
They don't fear Yahuwah.
Neither do they after their statute.
Otherwise, the statute that he have set down before you, you have done the Malachi 1:13. And what do it say is in Malachi 1:13 now, Sister Jones? What have you did in Malachi 1:13? What have you did that we can read?
Malachi chapter 1, verse 13.
And all I want the key hit to read down. I'm going to stop here at the key hit. So what have you did according to Malachi 1:13?
You said also. Behold. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it.
Huh?
And you have snuffed at it.
You have done what?
Snuffed at it.
You have nothing the rules and regulations of the Almighty Yahuwah, you have snuffed at it. So what I gave you to have the blessing of on your head, what have we did?
Snuffed.
We have snuffed at it. Now come on back to where we was at again. Let's find out what have we snuffed at. Back to number six. Come on back to number six and where you leave off on. You read it all, yeah, you?
No, I didn't read all.
Okay, come on back to number six. Come on back to number six. And start back over at 6:22 again then. Come on back to number 6:22 and verse 27. Let's see what you snuffed at. Let's see what, we want to know what you are snuffed at. We're going to number chapter 6.
I
read 22-27. Okay, good. But my fact, well, let's read what you are snuffed at in verse 27.
And they shall put, number chapter 6, verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So what we are snuffed at is what, according to verse 27?
The name of
Yahuwah. We will not insert the name of Yahuwah at the end of our name. Now go back to 2 Kings 17:34. 2 Kings 17:34. Now come back to that. Well, now we get some understanding. 2 Kings 17:34.
17:34.
Listen to this.
Until this day.
Until what day?
This day.
What happened?
They do after the former manners.
They do after the former manners.
They fear not the Yahuwah. Neither do they after the statutes.
So they don't want to keep the statute?
Or after the ordinance?
You don't want to keep the ordinance?
Or after the Torah instruction,
first five books. I put the dramatics on. Go ahead and read where you see it.
And the commandments.
And the commandments, Torah instructions.
Which Yahuwah commanded the children of Israel.
No, he commanded who?
Which Yahuwah commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
Oh, he commanded the children of who?
Jacob.
Who he named who?
Israel.
So Jacob is named what?
Israel.
Y'all got that? So what he got on the table, we don't snuff at what he got on the table. He gave you a name. And matter of fact, back up to 422. Brother Micaiah, pick up at 422 of the book of Exodus. So he gave you a name. And what we're going to deal with that name is done what?
Snuffed
at it. And what name, and what he said in 422 in the book called Exodus, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Exodus.
Listen, God.
Chapter 4, verse 22.
What it say?
22 reads.
What it reads.
And you shall say unto Pharaoh.
And you go tell the big house man Pharaoh.
Thus says Yahuwah. Israel is my son.
So you are snuffed at having a relationship with your mighty one by not using the name Israel, because when you use the name Israel, you what to him? You what to him?
Your son.
Say it a little louder.
Your son.
See, when you don't use the name Israel at the end of your name, you remove him being your father and you being his son. Read it again.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22.
Listen, God.
22 reads.
What it reads.
And you should say unto Pharaoh.
And you tell Pharaoh.
Thus says Yahuwah. Israel is my son.
Israel is my son.
My firstborn.
Yeah. Israel is my son. You tell Pharaoh, Israel is what?
My son.
My what?
My firstborn.
That means more to come after, and he didn't adopt a son until the children of Israel was on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he gave him the name in 32 and I read. So Israel is my son, my firstborn. Now, hold that point, Brother Micaiah, go to the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. And we'll look at verse 9 and 10. This is what he says in 31 of Jeremiah, verse 9 and 10. We laying a little foundation down.
Mm-hmm.
31 verse 9 and 10 says what?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 9 and verse 10.
Listen good.
Verse 9 reads.
What it reads.
they shall come with weeping.
And they're going to come with weeping.
And with supplication.
Go ahead.
When I lead them.
Uh-huh.
I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water.
He said, I'm going to cause them to walk by the rivers of water.
In a straight way.
By what kind of way?
In a straight way.
Go ahead and read.
Wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel.
I'm a what?
For I am a father to Israel.
Oh, so Yahweh is a what to us?
He's a father.
He's a father to you. So when you use the name, you got direct contact with your father by having the name Israel, because he's a what to Israel?
He's a father to Israel.
So why have you eliminated that blessing? See, when you don't use the name Israel at the end of your name, he don't recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
He recognizes his son and daughter when they cry, when they have the name of what?
Israel.
Because that make him a what to you?
A father.
A father to you. And you know any father, any mother, they can recognize their babies crying in the midst of many babies. And you're going to stop what you're doing and go see what your baby is crying about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear my baby crying. So I'm going to stop what I'm doing and go find my child. And what's wrong with your child? You need your pampers? You need a bottle? What's what you need? I hear you crying. You crying for your father.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need from your father? You see that? So that's what we up under right now. We have snuffed that understanding that the only way Yahweh can recognize us, we have to have the name Israel in our vocabulary at the end of our name. Then you walking around with the blessing of your father on you. That's why he put that name on you, Israel.
That's right.
So when you introduce yourself, you put it at the end of your name, Israel, then your father will be all ears in your conversation.
That's right.
And you are done what again according to Malachi 1:13 for John? You done what again?
Nothing.
But you are snuffed at that. You don't snuff that at having the blessing on you that the name of Israel. You so busy want to be called Willie Earl Jackson. Oh, well, who you are? I'm Willie Earl Jackson. Oh, there ain't no blessing in no Willie Earl Jackson unless it's Willie Earl Jackson Israel.
That's right.
Huh? So we got to understand something. We don't snuff at this man, and that's why this man is not going to intervene to we in order. Mm-hmm. Now, Sister Jay, we're going to the 44th chapter, pick up verse 1 of Isaiah, Sister Jay. We're going to 44 and pick up verse 1. And we're going to start tightening this thing up. We're going to turn over to the teachers. Brother Mackay and Brother Titus going to run it down, and I'll be riding in the background listening. No doubt about it. But we want to lay a little groundwork down. Let's go to the 44th chapter, pick up verse 1 there, Sister Jay. And hollering that microphone real good. Raise your voice like a trumpet. In Isaiah 44 verse 1, let's see what it says. Yeah, put a little more audio on that voice. 44 verse 1.
Isaiah 44 verse 1 says,
what it say?
Yet now
hear,
O Israel.
Now, so who do you want to hear, Sister Jay?
O Israel.
So you want old Israel to do a little hearing now. Israel, I want you to do a little hearing. Go ahead and read.
Servant and Israel whom I have chosen.
So now, Israel have been what?
Chosen.
Mm-hmm. What position had it been chosen for, Sister Jones? And Deuteronomy chapter, what I need? What I need, 7 verse 6. What had it been chosen for, Sister Jones? They've been chosen for what reason?
For thou art righteous people unto Yahweh.
Yeah.
Thy Yahweh.
Yeah.
The Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself.
Okay.
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So that means that John 16, Yahweh to know the whole world. What world are you talking about then? According to verse 7, verse 6. The world of Israel.
That's right.
Israel has been chosen above everybody. So that John 3:16 is pointing toward Israel.
That's right.
Because he chose Israel to be in what position against the Jones? According to 7 verse 6?
Righteous righteous people unto himself.
And what position? Go ahead.
And so seven. He has chosen us to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
So your position, when you know you Israel, what position in the world are you supposed to be? No, according to the verse.
Above all
the peoples of the earth. All that the scriptures lead out. The scriptures say your position, Israel, once you know you Israel, you supposed to be what again?
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
That is your position when you know you Israel. Above all the peoples of the earth. So the other 17 nations, supposed to, even if you're a midget, they're supposed to look up to you. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Then you got your father's attention because he placed you above all the nations on the face of the earth. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Now come on back on, Sister J, and let's read verse 2, 44 verse 2. Isaiah 44 verse 2. And this word Jeshurun going to mean the same thing, Israel. 44 verse 2, Sister J. We're coming right back to Isaiah 44, and look down at verse number 2.
Isaiah 44 verse 2. Thus says Yahweh that made thee.
So, thus says Yahweh that made thee. So, Yahweh is the one that made you. Thus says Yahweh that made you.
Thus says Yahweh that made you and formed you from the womb.
That formed you from the womb. Thus says Yahweh that formed you from the womb.
Which will help you.
Wait a minute. So Jake, who's going to help you?
Yahweh.
So Yahweh is going to be the one that helped you. Yahweh is the one that's going to help you. So where your help come from, Jay? Where your help come from?
Yeah.
Hold that point right there. Sister Jones, back up to 122 for some. See, this is how you got to always paint the picture. We're going to paint the picture. We're going to Psalms and find out what. See, we got to know, like, Sister Jones made a profound statement about the world, how these things now, is that everybody making their move, a lot of things going on, this thing for real. Okay. That means we have to know something now. We have to be knowing something real that we can read. We got to know where our help coming from. Oh, Sister John, we go on to 121 of Psalms and pick it at verse 1. So it's something we got to know to be able to teach ourselves and our loved ones come in contact with us by going to Psalm 121. And we're going to read 1 down to verse number 8.
Psalms chapter 121. Verses 1 through 8.
Listen good.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills.
I will lift up my eyes unto the government. That's what hills mean. Go ahead.
From whence cometh my help?
But my help is, go ahead.
Verse 2. My help cometh from the Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Where's our help coming from?
Yahweh.
So that's where our help coming from. So we got to find out how to get Yahweh over us, because our help will come from who, Sister Jones?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Which made heaven and earth.
This is the guy who made heaven and earth. So our help got to come from him. We got to find out what he got on the table, because we look at that one eye Satan for help, but our help come from who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 3. You will not suffer thy foot to be moved.
He said, he don't suffer your feet to be moved. You got him right, he got you right.
He that keep you will not slumber.
And one that keep you, he ain't going to slumber.
He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
But wait a minute. Now he just said, he that keepeth the whole world, did he say that?
No.
What did he say?
He that keepeth Israel.
He that keepeth who?
Israel.
Go ahead and
read. Shall neither slumber nor sleep.
He how the man is making it plain all over this Bible.
Verse 5.
He's making it plain all over the Bible. He that keepeth who?
Israel.
What?
Shall neither slumber nor sleep.
You not going to slumber. So who Yahweh got his eyes on?
Israel.
Didn't we read that over there in that 31st chapter? Didn't we read that in 31st chapter? Come back and read verse 9. Sister Jones. Read 31 verse 9. Then we read that, see, we got to always paint these pictures. If we paint these pictures, we'd be able to understand the will of Yahweh.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 9.
Listen good.
They shall come with weeping.
They're going to come with weeping.
And with supplication.
And with supplication.
Will I lead them?
How long are you going to do what?
Lead them.
Go ahead and read.
I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water.
He said, wait a minute, I'm going to cause them to do what?
Walk by the rivers of water.
Hold that part right there. I'm going to cause them to walk by the rivers of water. Hold that point, put a mark in there. Put a mark in there and come back. What do you mean by, I'm going to have you to walk by the rivers of water? Come on, give me 1:1 down to verse 3 there, Sister Jones. Give me 1:1 of Psalms down to 1, 2, and 3. 1:1, 1, 2, and 3. So you got to paint the picture. Remember your lessons when you paint the picture. He'll give you that spirit at that very same hour. If you get in the will of Yahweh, 1:1 down in verse 3, Sister Jones, bring it.
Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Read.
Listen good.
Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unrighteous.
So otherwise, if you stay away from the counsel of the unrighteous, but how much time you get unrighteous that we can read, Brother Titus?
Yes, sir.
27 verse 12 of the Sirach. See, this is how much time you give those that's unrighteous. How much time do you give them? The point we're making, how much time in Sirach 27, verse 12, do you give the unrighteous? Let's find out how much time you give unrighteous. You say you're blessed. Wait a minute. Read that verse again, Sister Jones.
Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unrighteous.
So you're blessed if you not walk in the counsel of Yahweh, right?
Of the unrighteous.
Then you got a wood over your head.
No,
but what you got over your head if you don't do it?
A curse.
No, what do the Bible say you got?
Okay, it says, blessed.
Oh, you got a what?
A blessing.
You got a blessing if you don't do it. So if you don't walk in the counsel of the un-Yahweh, then you got a what?
A blessing.
But if you walk in the counsel on Yahweh, you got
a
what?
A curse.
You got a curse. So he's telling you right there and there, you want my attention? Then won't you do my Bible? Walk in the counsel of the righteous, and you got
a
what?
A blessing.
If you walk in the counsel of the unrighteous, you got
a
what?
A curse.
So there it is right there. He's telling you exactly what you got to do for me to be seen with you. Is that what we read? Give me a reason more then.
Nor stand in the way of sinners.
And don't stand in the way of who?
Sinners.
Well, now you're going to say a whole lot of things. What is a sinner? What can we read that is a sinner? He said, don't stand in the way of sinners. What is a sinner? Sister Jones, now hold that point. Brother Titus, back up to 1 John 3:3 and take it on to verse 10. Let's find what a sinner is. He said, now he tell you what not to do, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what is the biblical definition of a sinner. Let's find out what is the biblical definition of a sinner.
First John, back of the book, chapter 3, verse 3 down to verse 10.
Listen good.
And every man that have his hope in him,
yeah,
purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4.
Right.
Whosoever committed sin, transgress also the first 5 book Torah instructions. For sin is the transgression of the first 5 book Torah instructions.
So sin is the breaking of the first 5 books. That is the biblical definition of sin. So if you're hanging around sinners, you remove the blessing from you. Is that what we're reading? Keep reading. Go down to verse 10.
Verse 5.
What does it say?
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin.
So he was manifested to take away from you sin against him.
Yes.
Right.
And in him is no sin.
And in him is no sin. Verse. Hold that point. Princess A.B. of Phoebe. Back up to 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 20 down to verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 2. verse 20 to 22. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 down to verse 22. Princess A, B, or Phoebe, what'd that say? Verse 20 down to verse 22. Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. Well, what honor is it if when you be buffered for your fault, you
still take it? It's otherwise, if you get buffered for your fault, is it still you're supposed to take it? What kind of way?
Patience.
Supposed to have patience. You might be right, but you still supposed to take it. What kind of way?
Patience.
Go ahead and read.
But if you do well
and suffer for it,
you take it patiently.
And you take it patient. Hold that point right there. You take it patient. Now, sister John, can I give my verse again? Back in the book of Hebrews 35 through 39. Come on back to 35 again. Now, remember what you just said. So he's telling you something, but especially you to understand the will of Yahweh. If you might be doing right, and then you say, well, what is happening? I'm doing right. You still going to have what?
Patience.
Still take it in patience.
Right.
You don't fly with the hound and say, well, ever since nothing, look, this going on. No. You still take it. What kind of way?
Patience.
Come on back to the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35.
The book of Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35.
Down to verse 39. Listen good. Now bring me a little more audio.
Chapter 10, verse 35 through 39,
read. What
does it say? Cast not away therefore your confidence.
Don't cast away your confidence. Go ahead.
Which have great recompense of reward.
Great confidence of reward. Go ahead.
36. For you have need of patience.
You need, did that word come again? You got to have need of what?
Patience.
Patience.
That after you have done the will of Yahweh.
Not, I'm doing the will of Yahweh, but he says, I have what?
Patience.
Okay, but I'm doing the will of Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
You might receive the promise.
I still might bun you in the back. Because it all depends on how you're dealing with me. You got to have patience. But you got to be a 5:22 there, Brother Micaiah. Galatians 5:22. You got to have patience. But you got to be on Galatians 5:22. What does it say?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Yeah, man, put some audio on these voices. I'm hearing a lot of little weak voices today. I don't know what's going on around here. Is my ears going bad or something?
Book of Galatians.
5:22.
Chapter 5, verse 22.
What does it say?
22 read.
What does it read?
But the fruit of the Spirit
is what?
Is love.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
Gentleness.
Goodness.
Faith. Keep going.
That's it. So that's the kind of spirit you got to have. Hold that point. Sister J. Now, well, I lost my train of thought on that, so I just had my precept for that, but then all of a sudden, our brother Titus just knocked it right off my knee by cutting in on me like that. So now put that back. Come on back again, Brother Jones in that 10:35. Where we at? I had a precept for that, but old brother Titus knocked it out of me right there, so it done got away from me.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36. For you have need of patience.
But you know what that means? Hold that point. You know what really happened? Just happened there and there? That we would use the word leadership. Back up and give me what I need. Give me Surah chapter 11, verse number 8. Let me see what's going on, Brother Titus.
All right, Surah chapter 11, verse 8.
Yeah. 11, verse 8. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Chapter 11,
now
verse 8.
Now put leadership in place of that.
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Neither interrupt man in the midst of their talk.
And you don't interrupt leadership when they in their what?
Talk.
And they talk. What did you do for me a minute ago?
I was interrupting.
Huh?
Interrupting the midst of the talk.
You see that? Read that verse again, a little more audio. So we got to understand something. Yahweh gonna intervene when we understand that what we're supposed not to do.
Mm-hmm.
long as it's not in order, Yahuwah is not going to present himself. But when you in order and you recognize what we just got through reading, then Yahuwah going to be, help me out, person A, B, or B. Back up to Matthew's chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew's 18, verse 20. Let me show you what, I'm showing you what Yahuwah is saying. This is what he's saying in 18, verse 20. Matthew's chapter 18, verse 20. Let's see what he's saying.
Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20.
Listen
good. For where two or three are gathered together in my name,
yeah,
there am I in the midst.
Oh, so when you gather in his name, where he at? But he only going to be when you're in order.
That's right.
You in order, he going to be in the midst there. If you in chaos, he's not going to be in there. So now come on back and give me that, Brother Titus, come back and give me that verse again on Sirach.
11 verse 8.
Loud audio. Listen good. Listen good now.
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Answer not. So sometimes you might walk into something, you might not understand the call. You got to first have, you got to first be a, help me out, Sister Jones, back up to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, and 6. What does it say?
Ecclesiastes 5, chapter
1, 2, 3,
and
6.
Listen good. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of
Yahuwah. When you get the temple of Yahuwah, you're in the sixth
anointed
camp. Go ahead.
And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food.
Go ahead.
For they consider not that they...
Go ahead.
Be not rash with thy mouth.
Go ahead.
And let not thy mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
For Yahuwah is in heaven.
Yahuwah where?
Is in heaven.
Go ahead.
And you upon earth.
Go ahead.
Therefore let your words be few.
So understand when anointed leadership is talking, we got to make sure our words is what?
Few.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 3, for a dream coming through a multitude of business.
Go ahead.
And a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words.
Uh-huh. Verse 6,
suffer not thy mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
So your mouth can cause your flesh to sin. Go ahead.
Neither say thou before the ministering spirit. That it was an error.
Oh, well, I made an error. I just really get me a comeback in. You just made an error. It ain't no comeback. Hold that point. But Brother Makai, 5:37. This is how you're supposed to respond. If you want Yahuwah to respond with you, this is how we got to respond. Matthew 5:37. Bring it.
Matthew. That's 5:37.
Listen good.
Matthew. 5:37.
Listen good.
37 read.
What it read?
But let your communication be.
What?
Yay, yay.
Nay, yay.
Nay, nay.
But go ahead.
For whatsoever is more than thee, cometh of evil.
Anything past yay, yay, I understand, or nay, nay, yay, yay, I understand, or nay, nay, I don't understand. If you go past that, what'll happen?
Evil.
That's evil. That's evil. Because our thing is a gifted message to you. But if you don't receive the message and you always got a butt waiting on a butt, then that's evil. You see what the man saying? How you going to learn what is given to you? Because we got to be clear that what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. Read, Brother Micaiah. 14:32. See, we got to understand this Bible. And you got to understand who is bringing this information and how you're supposed to conduct yourself to receive this information. And now if you do so, Yahuwah is going to be in the midst of thee. But if you got to combat, Yahuwah is not in the midst of that. As a matter of fact, read that, Brother Titus 1:13 of the book of Habakkuk. Let's show you Yahuwah is not going to be around if you're not in order. Habakkuk 1:13, listen good.
Go on to the book of Habakkuk.
1:13. Brother Titus, bring it.
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, read.
Listen good.
You are a pure eye.
So Yahuwah got what?
Pure eye.
He got pure eyes.
Then to behold evil.
But he ain't beholding what?
Evil.
So if the evil on JD, he ain't no way around. Mm-hmm. So if you out of order, Yahuwah is not in that. Anything that's going on with evil, Yahweh is not there. He'll distance himself from that. Read it again. Call your verse out.
Habakkuk, the seer, chapter 1, verse 13, read.
Listen, God.
But you are pure eyes that to behold evil.
Yahweh, you got pure eyes and you not going to behold what?
Evil.
That evil when you're out of order. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And canst not look on sin, wherefore lookest you upon them that deal treacherously.
So he's not looking upon what?
Sin.
Sin. And what's the biblical definition of sin? Come on back to 3 verse 4 again, Brother Titus.
All right, back of the book, 1 John.
Yeah, we're going to find what's the biblical definition of sin?
1 John, chapter 3, verse 3, all the way to verse...
What, verse 4 now?
Verse 4.
What, go on.
Whosoever commits sin...
What?
Transgress also the first five books Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
For sin is the transgression of the first five books Torah instruction.
So now we know what sin is. Breaking the first five books. And Yahweh said, I'm not looking at you if you breaking the first five books. Did we just read that?
Yes,
sir. Did we read he ain't looking on no sin? Mm-hmm. And what the biblical definition of sin is? What is it? Breaking the first five books.
First five books.
So you understand one thing. You running on zeal. You ain't running on Yahweh at all. Is y'all what we read?
Right.
Did he say he ain't looking on sin?
Right.
And what's the definition of sin is what again?
Breaking
the first five books. So whatever you're doing, he ain't in. Unless Titus 1 verse 2 don't mean anything, Brother Micaiah. What does Titus 1 verse 2 say? What did he say that we can read in Titus 1 verse 2?
Look at Titus chapter 1 verse 2.
What it say?
Verse 2 read.
What it read?
In hope of eternal life.
Oh, what's on the line?
Eternal life.
Go ahead, read.
With Yahweh.
What?
They cannot lie.
What?
Promised before the world was.
Yahweh ain't lying what he's saying. He said, oh, why if you break if you sin against me, I don't hear you. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
And he told that, he said, I'm not lying, and I put that on the table before the foundation of the world because I received everything I got from my Father.
That's right.
So understand one thing. You can watch the best on Buck the God, but if they out of order, Yahweh is not with you. And that's why we saying we got to get these six camps in order.
That's right.
And understand how to be in order is obeying what the rules and regulations. And what the rules and regulations is, again, Brother Titus in 8 verse number, what verse was that again? 11 verse 8, what's the rules and regulations of Yahweh?
Sirach the seer, chapter 11, verse 8 reads.
Listen to that.
Answer not before you have heard the call.
I mean, you ain't heard, you've been taught wrong, and you ain't heard right, but you got your mouth going. Go ahead.
All right, okay. It says, neither interrupt man in the midst of their talk.
And you don't interrupt leadership when they're in their talk. When leadership talking, you don't interrupt. Read again.
Sirach the seer, chapter 11, verse 8.
Listen.
Answer not before I heard the call.
Yes.
Need to interrupt man in the midst of their talk.
What do man mean again, Brother Titus? What do man mean again?
Leadership.
When leadership talking, close your mouth. That's what he said.
Right.
Close your mouth when leadership is talking.
Yeah,
well. Hold your butt. But. No, you don't got past nay, nay, and yay, yay. When leadership talking, he said, don't do what?
Right.
That's a rough.
Did we read that?
We're reading it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we read it, you want Yahweh to be present. Then we got to follow the rules and regulations. And what he said in Galatians behind that. Help me out there, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he said in Galatians behind that. Now, look what he says here. See, this is how the mental spirit operates. And we'll know when you got the spirit of Yahweh on you because he's going to hear a small fear voice to tell you what to turn your verses at. You might have papers everywhere. So what? And Galatians is going to tell you exactly what happened. And we're going to Galatians chapter. We're going to Galatians and find out what's supposed to happen. So we know when you're ready. And we know when we're going to take care of WCC, the 500 million members, too. We're going to take care of them when we get ready. But we ain't ready yet. Because in Galatians, let me see if I find some Galatians. Now, look, I got to try to find Galatians. Go roll to the Galatians. So while some in Galatians is waiting on us, and let's see what's waiting on us in 6, verse 16.
Galatians, chapter 6, verse 13.
16.
16.
Listen good.
Verse 16.
What it say?
16 read.
What it read?
And as many as walk according to the rule, to this rule.
As many that walk according to this rule.
Peace be on them.
What are they? What's going to be on you?
Peace be on them.
That means Yahweh is on you. Go ahead.
And mercy.
And you got what?
And mercy.
Go ahead.
Upon.
So who?
Israel of Yahweh.
Israel of Yahweh. Ain't that something? Y'all hear that big verse? Read it again.
The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 16.
Read.
16 read.
What it read?
And as many as walk according to this rule.
So if you walk according to the order of Yahweh's rule.
Peace be on them.
Peace is going to be upon you.
And mercy.
And what?
And mercy.
Mercy, go ahead.
And upon the Israel of Yahweh.
And with the whole congregation of Israel of Yahweh. So you say, you want your peace? Why don't you get in order? Yahweh is letting you know. But Titus 1, 2, I ain't lying about what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I ain't coming in until I see some order. Huh? Mm-hmm. I want to see order. I want to see garments, fringes, royal blue fringes everywhere. I want to hear what I got written on the table. What I got written on the table, I want to see it. Then when I see all that, I'm going to double your blessing up. Yeah. Matter of fact, let's read. He's going to do that. I'm going to read. He's going to double it up for you. Let's read it. Come on, princess. Let's go to Isaiah and show you what he's going to do for you. See, he got it written what he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
But he got to see what he got to see. Yeah. Until you see what he got to see, he ain't not going to intervene in this thing. Until you line up with the Bible saying, then you can expect the blessing from Yahweh. But you got to make sure you examine yourself. Yes, I'm lying, and then I got to have patience when I do it. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read what he got for you. If you got him right, princess, let's see what he said he going to do for you. We want to read what he going to do for you if you got him right. And if you got him right, let's see exactly what's going on if you got him right. We're going to find out. Now, I'm struggling big time. I'm struggling big time. Now, one of these old young lion teachers tell me what I need. What do I need? Now, listen. Now, I need a verse to show you, if you do right, what you got coming in Yahweh. But I want to be able to read it. Now, who going to help me read what got to happen if you do right in Yahweh? Now, in the 61st chapter, thank you, Brother Titus, we're going to Isaiah 61, and we'll look at exactly what he got coming for you if you do right. Look at verse 6 and hammer home verse 7, Brother Titus.
Isaiah the seer, chapter 61, verse 6.
What does it say?
But ye should be named the priest of Yahweh.
You're going to be named the priest of Yahweh.
Man should call you ministers of our Yahweh.
And the men, the world going to call you, they're going to the ministers of Yahweh. There they is right there. The one in them royal blue garments and stuff like that. There they is right there. There they are. Go ahead.
You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles.
And you're going to eat the riches of the other 17 nations. All what they got, they going to have to bring it to you. Go ahead and read.
Looted for 17 nations.
Go ahead.
And in their honor.
And their honor.
So you boast yourself.
You can get you a little boasting in sooner or later. You can be a boasting a little bit yourself. Now watch this. Verse 8.
Verse 8?
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
What does it say?
For your shame.
For your shame.
You shall have double.
Wait a minute. What you got coming?
Double.
The man said, I'm going to double you up. If for your shame, the man said, I'm going to do what with you?
W.
Now imagine you in a crap game and they letting your dice are already fixed on 7-11 and they letting you double up. Is you going to double up?
Yeah.
You keep on doubling up, ain't it? As long as they give you a double up, they going to double up, ain't it? It's already fixed at 7-11.
That's right.
Every time, can I double up again? Yeah. Double up. Boy, you can be double up everything you got, right?
Yeah.
Yahweh said, for your shame, I'm going to double you up. When you get me right, I'm going to get you. I'm going to do what with you?
Double.
I'm going to double you up. Don't y'all want to be doubled up? Well, then the man saying, well, do right then. Well, do right then. You tell him you do right, or what are they going to do by you?
Double you up.
Read some more.
And for confusion.
And for your confusion, you go, well, I don't know, should I wear fringes? Do I go take them pants off? I don't know, I'm still wearing my pants. I don't know. No, that's confusion.
Mm-hmm.
He told you wearing pants is abomination to Yahweh.
That's right.
That's confusion. Read.
They should rejoice in their portion.
They going to do what?
They should rejoice in their portion.
Read.
Therefore, in their land, they should possess the double.
Wait a minute. You get a what?
The double.
You got a double coming if you do what the man got written. That's why we got to stay up on the strong leadership. What do I got to do to get myself right? Then let's obey what the Bible's saying. Let's see what the book's saying, and let's apply the Bible. Because if we don't apply the Bible, dear of Israel, in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17, if we don't apply the Bible, if we keep snuffing at the Bible, what are we doing? Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17. Bring it. Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17. If we keep snuffing at this Bible, what's going on?
Leviticus chapter 5,
what?
Verses 1 and 17.
Listen good.
Verse 1.
What?
If a soul sin,
that means break the Torah instruction. If a soul break the Torah instruction, go ahead.
And hear the voice of swearing.
And you around a whole lot of lying going on. It's swearing everywhere. You in the midst of all that. Go ahead.
And it's a witness.
And you a witness to a whole lot of lying going on.
Whether
you have seen it.
Or known of it.
If you know of it.
If you do not utter it.
I'm going to keep silent because my better half ain't nothing but a hell raiser behind the door. Now, she come outside, she play it off, but she was, wait till I get you home. Now, you talking that smack in class now. Let me see you talking now. Get on over on that couch and you better not move. You see what's going on here?
Yeah.
You see what's going on? Yes, sir, dear.
That's something.
See that? You see what's going on here? So go ahead and read.
Then he or she shall bear his sin.
That means you're just as guilty as they are. You know that your mate is sinning. But for peace sake, you hold your peace. You just as guilty as your mate. Huh? Because you held your peace. He said, you just as guilty as your mate is. You know your mate out of order. But for Pete said, you ain't going to say nothing because you don't want to be outside in the van. Huh? You see what happened? See that? So you're letting you know, if you're going to do me, then do me. And I'm reading in the pages of the book. What I want you to do, and what do I hate, Brother Titus 61, verse 8, or the book of Isaiah, what I hate. He will tell you what he hates.
Isaiah the 5th, chapter 61, verse 8 reads.
What it reads?
For I, Yahweh, love judgment.
You know what?
Love judgment.
He loves some judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I hate robbery.
Wait a minute. I heard what?
Robbery.
I hate robbery.
For burnt offering.
Go ahead.
And I will direct their work in truth.
And I'm going to direct their way. What kind of way?
In
truth.
Go ahead and read. What is truth? Go ahead and read it.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
His truth is the what?
Everlasting covenant.
What kind of covenant?
Everlasting
covenant. That's his truth.
That's right.
The everlasting covenant is his truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see what the man truth is?
Mm-hmm.
Everlasting covenant. So ain't nothing done away with. That is his truth. The everlasting covenant. What I told you in the beginning, I mean now. Come on back, Sister J, back in that 44th chapter. You read verse 1 and 2, now give me verse 3. Come on back to that 44th, Sister J. Come on back again and bring me that 44 verse 3 of Isaiah. Let's see what he's saying. He said he like what you can read.
Isaiah
44. Now pick it up verse 3.
Well, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty.
Now I'm gonna pour water upon you that is thirsty. Mother G of Israel, give me 15 verse 3 of St. John. What do you mean I'm gonna pour water on you that thirst? What are you talking about? St. John 15, verse 3, Mother D.F. Israel.
St. John
15,
verse 3.
What it say?
St. John 15, verse 3.
What it say?
And it reads, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
So what cleans you up?
The word.
The word cleans you up. So the word cleans you up. Now give me Ephesians 5:26. Back over with Princess A, B, or Phoebe and Proverbs 1:23.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Listen good.
That he might sanctify.
He going to do what?
Sanctified.
That's what the word set apart means, sanctified. Sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Clean it.
And clean it.
With the washing of the water.
With washing of the what?
Of the water.
How you get that?
By the word.
By the what?
By the word.
That's how you get it, by the word. You can step on that tub all you want with dial soap and everything else. You ain't going to get clean until you get the what?
The word.
How long the word, hold on that, Mother D.F. Israel, 40 verse 8. How long is the word in Isaiah? How long is this word going to be around? Let's see what it lasts some ivory soap. 40 verse 8, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
What it say?
The grass withers.
The grass is going with them.
The flowers fade.
It go outside now. You ain't seen no flowers, did you?
That's right.
They don't fade it, right?
Right.
What?
But the word of our Yahweh.
But the word of who?
Our Yahweh.
What about it?
Shall stand forever.
Ain't that something? That was going to stand forever. So when you get the word of Yahweh, that's what's going to stand forever. The word of Yahweh. Everything else has got a 4:15-18 on it. Princess, A, B, or Phoebe. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:15-18. Everything else is what? Tell me out there, Princess. 4:15-18. Yeah, bring your A reading on that.
2 Corinthians 4:15.
Down to verse 18. Listen good.
15.
What?
For all things are for your sake.
He said all things is for your sake.
That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many be down.
He said, "His covenant is for you." That's what he's saying. The covenant, that grace is His mercy. That's covenant. The covenant is for you.
Verse 16.
Right.
For with cause we thank God.
And when we get high in heaven, we do what?
Thank God.
We don't thank when we get high in heaven.
That's right.
But though our outward man.
Oh yeah. You know, one day you look and you're not gonna find that washboard stomach no more. That Coca-Cola figure. Sooner or later. That gonna perish. So that's why you with the person because they got a washboard stomach and a Coca-Cola bottle. Guess what? You keep watching it. You keep watching it. I bet you get away from you. Go ahead.
Yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
But the inward man is renewed when?
Day by day.
After you stay in his word. See, you got something in common to stay in his word. Because his word always got some new stuff for you. See, you remember, well, I remember when I was a Coca-Cola bottle. Well, you ain't now. Well, I had a washboard stomach. You ain't got it now. But what's going to stand is renewed in a what?
Word.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 17.
What?
For our light affliction.
Ain't nothing but a light affliction we on right now.
Right.
It's
but for a moment.
It ain't for a moment. Because we can hold that point because, Brother Micaiah in 90 verse 4. Can we talk about it for a minute in Psalms about the moment of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
Back backed up with 2 Peter 3, 8 and 9. Back there, Brother Micaiah. So can we talk about this affliction only for a moment? Because Yahweh don't look at things the way you look at things. He look at things according to Psalm 90, verse 4. How he look at things, Brother Micaiah?
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 9.
What? Verse 4.
4.
What
does
it say? What
does
it read?
For 1,000 years in the sight are but as yesterday, when it is past.
You see that? Uh-huh. 1,000 years to him is just like yesterday, when it unpassed. Mm-hmm. Back up now to 3, verse 9, 2 Peter 3, 9.
Book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9.
Listen good.
Verse 9 reads.
What it reads.
And Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise.
Yeah, Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise.
As some men count slackness.
As some men count slackness.
What?
But
his long-suffering.
But he what?
Long-suffering.
Help your better half out there through that book.
Okay.
Go ahead.
To usward. Not willing that any should perish.
He's not willing that any should perish. Go ahead and read.
But that all should come to repent.
Now back up one more verse. Back up back to back. Back up one verse 8.
Verse 8. Read.
Now.
But
beloved.
Be not ignorant of this one thing.
He said, never be ignorant of this, beloved. Don't be ignorant of this, beloved. Go ahead.
That one day is with Yahweh as 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And 1,000 years as one day.
So Yahweh, one day to him is as 1,000 years that went past. So you got to get on his time. His time, one day with him, is as 1,000 years. Don't even mean nothing to him. Now, what were we reading? Who was reading what?
I was reading 2 Corinthians.
Come on. Give us some more.
2 Corinthians, chapter
15. Corinthians, chapter. You was in chapter 4. You was in 2 Corinthians 4. You read 15. You read 16. Now it's time to read 17 and 18.
Verse 17.
Stick with me now.
Light affliction.
Yeah. And our light affliction is a moment because Yahweh's time one day with him is as 1,000 years.
Work is for as a far more exceeding and eternal weight of righteousness.
Yes.
Verse 18.
What?
While we look not at the things which are seen.
See, now, see, we don't watch the things that we see. We watch things, and we make our judgment on what we see. Woo, I got to have that washboard stomach. You got 14 shoes on, too. Yeah. Now, you look at things that you see. Right? Breathe.
But at the things which are not seen.
But you got to make sure you focus on things that's what?
Not seen.
Go ahead and read.
For the things which are seen.
Everything you see, that piece of car, that better half you see, some children, your mama, your daddy, Uncle Leroy, you see them, right? You see them out your eyes. Go ahead. They what?
Temporal. But the things which are not seen.
But the things that not seen
are
what?
Eternal.
That's what we shooting for. The things that's not seen.
That's right.
Is eternal life. So you don't get caught up in these worldly goods. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that man worried me to death. That woman worried me to death. Okay, but you better get your mind on these eternal things. Huh? Because that's what's going to stand. Everything you see out your eyes, oh, I seen you around the corner, whatever number temporarily you see me. Huh? You did see me, that's temporarily. Huh? Put the just real back on. Yeah, you seen me, but that was temporarily. Right?
Right.
That's right. That's temporarily, so you can go with another conversation on me. I seen you park in the parking lot, but that was temporary. That was on temporarily. Parked down the street by trying to watch me come in the house. That ain't number temporarily. Give me that verse again, Brother T. Give me that verse again. The book of Sirach again, 11.
Sirach
8 verse 11.
Sirach chapter 11 verse 8.
Listen good, Princess.
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Go ahead.
Neither interrupt man in the midst of their talk.
You hear what he's saying? Interrupt not embrace leadership. Man is polluted for leadership. Yeah, brother Titus.
That's right.
Leadership in the midst of their talk. Leadership talking. Have big ears and little mouth. Because the more we learn, because we're going to be on the scene out here, and then all this stuff will come back to you. But it ain't going to come back to you if you got your mouth going. When your big ears and little mouth taking notes, because everything we say is going to come back on you somewhere in a second. And you say, oh, I remember that. Now, this don't have my mouth going. God, dog, and I need it now. So we want to get all we can, because it's a big job ahead of us, and we got to get prepared for what's ahead of us. And that's spraying our people out of condition they in the mind. We in bad shape. Now, come on back, up, Sister Jane. Come on back to that 44th chapter. Now, what we got to do? 44? And pick up at verse 4. Isaiah 44, verse 4. Sister Jane, what are we working with?
Isaiah 44, verse
4. What are we working with?
He'll spring up as among the grass.
Is that we going to spring up what kind of way? Among the grass. Go ahead.
As willows by the water of the courses.
And we're going to be what?
Willows by the water of the courses.
What's that supposed to mean, Mother Dear of Israel? Psalms 1:1 down to verse 3. What's that supposed to mean we can read? That's how we're going to spring up. Psalms 1:1 down to verse 3, Mother D of Israel, bring it. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, 2 and 3. Chapter 1, verse 1, 2 and 3.
Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
Amen.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unyahwalis.
Okay, if we do so, how much time for give? Not come on back, Brother Titus. Give me that verse 27:12. What's the rock? How much time, if you're around an unyahwali person, how much time do you give them that we can read? Remember, the Bible got all answers. How much time you give an unyahwali person if you're around them?
Sirach, this here.
What?
Chapter 27. Verse 12 reads.
What it read?
If you be among the indiscreet.
Indiscreet. That means a sinner.
Yaqua. Observe the time.
Do what again?
Observe the time.
Observe the time.
But be continually among men of understanding.
Be continually around leadership. Leadership that what?
Of understanding.
That what? Of understanding. Be continue around leadership with understanding. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Observe the time. Well, I was getting ready. My homeboy won't talk about when we was on the freight train, when we throw off the little boxes off the highway that going out when we were 30 years ago. He wanted to, you remember when we got on that freight train, we threw the boxes off? But I was just getting ready to give you 20 minutes. Now I'm going to cut it down to 5. You see that? You see where he at? He won't talk about the good old days. We got to pray our peoples. Our peoples in bad shape in the brain. We got to show one thing. Only Yahweh will intervene. We got to get in order. Come on back, Sister Jay. Let's see how we get in order. Did you finish? You finish? Come on. Give us some more.
Okay. I'm in Psalm 1:1. Nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But her delight is in the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Yeah.
And in his Torah instruction do they meditate day and night.
You will be in the Torah instruction when?
Day and night.
Oh, day, go get me, open that book up. Now you have messed the move up. Oh, now I ain't gonna move. Now, look, open that book up now. I would just give it, put on my little short minute. But now you open the Bible up. See that? You will spoil the move now. Do you gotta have the Bible open now? See that? You always wanna talk Bible. Go ahead, read.
Verse 3.
What?
And they shall be like a tree.
Oh, if you stay in Torah instruction, you'll be like a what?
Like a tree.
Go ahead and read.
Planted by the rivers of water.
Planted by the rivers of water.
That bringeth forth their fruit.
Go ahead.
And their seed.
Go ahead.
Their leaf shall not wither.
And you're not going to wither. Go ahead.
And whatsoever they do is shall prosper.
And whatever you do, going to do what?
Prosper.
Everything you do is going to prosper. Yeah. Now, let me show you another way the precept prosper. Now, watch this. Here goes another way. Come on back, Brother Titus, in 2020. Let me show you another way. Now, we're going to precept that word. Let me show you another way. You won't know, you won't know another way to prosper? We're going to read another way to prosper. Let's go to First Chronicles 20:20, Brother Titus. Let's see,
yes, sir.
Let's see another way to prosper. Now, and that's the word prosper, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me show you another way that's written that you want to prosper. Another way. 20:20, a precept.
All right, First Chronicles 20:20.
Yeah, we're showing you a way to prosper. Let's see how can you prosper.
All right, First Chronicles chapter 20.
Is it first? Or Second Chronicles 20:20. Which one?
Second Chronicles.
Okay, 20:20. Now we're looking for another way to do what again?
Prosper.
Okay, let's see what can we read. Another way to prosper.
Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20.
What is it?
You there? Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 reads.
From the top. Go ahead.
And David rose early in the morning.
What time they got in?
Early.
That means it was the first one in class, the last one to leave. They was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to be ready to go about this man's business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'll be there. Just like Brother Johnson said, yeah, I'll be. Now, look at it. Now, he got a sin over his head as long as all outdoors now. Read, because his mouth
and went forth in the wilderness.
And they went where?
Went forth into the wilderness.
And they went forth in the wilderness. We can precept it all day, but we're not.
Of Tekoa.
Go ahead.
And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said.
And Jehoshaphat, the leadership,
uh-huh.
leadership stood uh-huh. up and started doing some talking. Now here yeah. comes leadership giving a talk.
It said.
What it said?
Hear me.
Hear me.
Oh, Yadad.
Yadad Judah. So the always the word going to Yadad Judah. Hear me, Yadad Judah.
And ye inhabitants of the southern kingdom.
And all you inhabitants of the southern kingdom. Hear me.
Believe in Yahweh.
Wait a minute. What did he say to you?
Believe in Yahweh.
He's telling you what to believe. He's telling you what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you what to believe. Leadership is telling you. Oh, I don't know what to believe. Then why don't you understand, come out of 21:16 there, Princess, A.B. or Phoebe, Proverbs 21:16, leave 21:16 alone. Princess, what we got? 21:16. Why don't we make a mistake from 21:16 of Proverbs? Come on, Princess. Verse 16. Proverbs 21:16, Princess A, B, or Phoebe, bring it. Listen good.
The man that is wandering of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation.
If you wander out from the way of leadership, anointed leadership, where your mind going to be at? A little bit louder.
Congregation
of the congregation of the dead. Because you're gonna put a 6:2 in that you work with something. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Sarah 6:2. You're gonna do a 6:2 in that you working with something. Sarah 6:2.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6.
What?
Verse 2.
What it read?
To read.
What?
Exhort not thyself in the counsel of your own mind.
You see they do? They get in the counsel of their own mind. Oh, Sister Jones, have me 3:21-24 in the book of Sirach after this. Come on.
Uh-huh. That your soul, person, be not torn in pieces.
You see what we do? We'll get in our own mind and think we cooking with fine grease in our own mind. And he tell you, don't do it. But we do it anyway. We get in the privacy of our own kitchen table, and now we stoking with the best of them. But what we doing according to 6:2?
Your own mind.
Read it again.
He said, Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2.
Listen, God.
Verse 2 reads.
What it reads.
Exhort not yourself in the counsel of your own mind.
Go ahead.
That your person be not torn in pieces as a bull strand along.
You see, otherwise you strand along and you're going to be torn in pieces. You're going to be visited by a spirit, but the spirit going to be saying the devil. Because when you stand alone, you are a playground for Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what spirit gonna ease up and busy you.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to congregate. All you got to do is stay in the Word. That's Satan talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made it plain to you what to do in Zephaniah 2 verse 1. What he said do, Brother Titus, what he tell you to do?
Zephaniah
2:1. What he told Isaiah, tell him to do?
I'm going to Zephaniah.
Zephaniah 2:1. What he tell him to do?
Zephaniah Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1.
Listen good.
Gather yourself together.
Gather yourself together.
Yay.
Yay.
Gather together.
What?
O nation, not desire.
Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Together. Hey.
Verse 2.
What?
Before the decree.
Before the what?
Decree.
Before the decree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Bring forth before the day pass.
Before the day pass.
As a chaff before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you.
Gather yourself together before this happened to you. Hey.
Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
If you don't gather together, Yahweh gonna bring on you what? Anger gonna come upon you. Now come on back to that 20 verse 20. That's 20 verse 20.
Back to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20.
Pray.
Believe in Yahweh, yo Yahweh.
Believe in Yahweh.
So should you be established.
And you will be what?
Established.
You believe in Yahweh, read.
Believe his seer.
But what?
Believe his seer.
Then what will happen?
So should you prosper.
I'll be doggone. You mean that you got to believe who?
Seer.
And then what will happen for you?
Gonna prosper.
Is we reading that?
Yes, sir.
It said believe in who first?
Believe in Yahweh.
Believe in Yahweh. And what is it?
So should you be established.
And you're going to be established.
Believe his seer.
Yeah.
So shall you prosper.
You mean that Bible saying that?
Yeah. Yahweh.
So that means you have to change your whole way of understanding. Mm-hmm. He tell you what to believe.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know what to believe. Now he don't told you what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you believe in the seer, what you got coming?
Prosperity.
Is you reading that?
So you prosper. Yes, sir.
Now then he come in the body of Brother Micaiah,
mm-hmm.
He came in the body and Luke. And look what he called you if you do not believe what he just said. Now he got something written in the book. We're going to walk into it. 24, verse 25 of the book of Luke.
Book of Luke. In that chapter 24. I mean, kicking off at chapter 24, beginning at verse 25.
Look at this. Let's get down 30 to 32.
Get down to 30 and
32? Yeah. Yeah, read verse 25, getting warmed up.
All
right.
30, 32,
and
45. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25.
Listen good.
30.
What?
32.
Read 25.
25. 25
read. What it read?
Then he said unto them.
Then he said to them.
Oh fools.
What he called them?
Oh fools.
Why did he call them old fools?
And slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
Wait a minute. What did he call you if you don't believe all what the seers have spoken?
Fools.
Y'all reading that?
Yeah.
That's been read, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
So who's saying that?
Uh-huh.
So he tell you, well, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. Well, why don't you believe the Bible? The Bible is telling you exactly what you do in verse 25. Read it again.
Okay, the book of Luke.
What?
Chapter 24, verse 25.
What it say?
25 says.
What it read?
Then he said unto them.
Then he said to them.
Oh, fool.
Oh, what?
Oh, fool.
Go ahead.
And slow in mind.
You slow in mind.
To believe all that the seers have.
Believe. How much of the seers?
All.
All. down to verse 30.
Verse 30.
Listen.
And it came to pass.
Oh, it came to pass.
And he sat at meat with them.
So he was sitting down, he eating a little piece of meat with them. He said, let me eat a little piece of meat with y'all now. Bread.
He took bread.
He took bread.
And blessed it.
And he blessed the bread.
And break and gave to them.
And he gave it to them.
Continue.
Yeah.
Verse 31. And their eyes were open.
And what happened? When he put that bread on them?
Their eyes were open.
That bread, but you know what that bread is. Now, who knows what that bread is he put on them that we can read? Does anybody know what that bread is he put on them that we can read? Huh? Does anybody know what that bread is that we can read he put on them? Come on, come on. Come on, young lions, young teachers. Wait, what bread did he put on them that we can read? What bread did he put on them, huh?
John chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
John chapter 6, verse 32.
What it say?
Then Yahweh the Son said unto them.
What did he say to them?
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
Moses gave you not that bread from heaven.
Bread.
But my Father give you the true bread from heaven.
Bread.
Verse 33.
What?
For the bread of Yahweh.
The bread of Yahweh the Father.
The bread of Yahweh the Father is he that cometh down from heaven.
So the Son said, I'm the bread. So otherwise he was telling them about, he was turning that light on. He was breaking bread. So everybody loves all about the feast day. We're going to break bread. No, we're going to break some words.
Yahweh.
Then we're going to eat them up and drag them up. No question about that. But Yahweh. The first thing, you got to speak word.
Yahweh.
Come on back and read some more now, Brother Micaiah.
Okay.
So that bread, he was giving them some knowledge. He put some light on them. Now watch that. Watch him put some light on them. Keep reading.
Okay, the book of Luke.
What?
Chapter 24. Picking it back up at verse 32.
What it say?
Verse 32 reads.
What it read?
And they said one to another.
And they said one to another.
Did not our mind burn?
Now watch this. Did not our mind burn?
Within us?
Within us?
While he talked?
Wait a minute. What was he doing?
While he talked?
While he was talking?
With us, by the way?
By the way?
And while he opened to us the scripture.
Now what was he talking about?
The scripture.
He wasn't talking about who shot John. Did you see Betty run? He wasn't talking none of that. He was talking what?
The scripture.
That's when you know you're working with somebody, when they're talking what?
The scripture.
That's when you know you're working with somebody. That's now. Now you own something. When you get calls and all the calls go all across the area, across the town on you, you know one thing. It ain't Yahweh, because if you Yahweh, you'd be talking what?
The scripture.
Scriptures.
Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Huh? Wow. Verse 45.
Verse 45.
Listen good.
Then open he their understanding.
Oh, what would the scripture do?
Open up their understanding.
Query.
That they might understand the scriptures.
So what was Yahweh doing with them breaking bread? What was he doing?
Teaching.
Scripture. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. And that's why we tell you on the networks now. Don't call us here. You got the 690 camps. Call them. Got too much to be doing. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Got too much on the table. No text message. No calling. Because it's too much on the table trying to get these brothers and sisters prepared for this big job that's coming. So we can't get caught up in how many times John got shot. How fast the bed ran and slipped. Huh? We got to stay focused on this man's business because this man is about to turn the light on this place. And we got to have you prepared to be able. Remember, school, land, banquet hall. But you got to first get in order. Teachers got to be ready. You got to be ready to meet them where they at. You got to be ready to throw this word down with no slip-ups. Meet them where they at. Go in the book. Throw this thing down in grand style. And then grab back and drink some herbal tea. Now, come on back on, John, back in that Hebrews chapter, what was that again? We was in 35, right? Now we going straight on down to 39. Now we just tie this thing in, because I'm going to pass over to the young lions. And then keep my eye on the young lions, these young Titus and Bubba Micaiah. I'm going to peep at them. Come on back to 10:35 to 39, that's Sister Jones.
Okay, the book of Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in chapter 10, verse 35.
Go down to 39. prayerfully, that I can kind of run right through this now. But if he brings me, look at it, oh, that sounds pretty good, still, but I need a precept about that too. We'll see. Go ahead.
Cast not away therefore your confidence.
If you don't cast away your confidence.
Which have great recompense of reward.
Great reward coming.
Verse 36.
Right.
For you have need of patience.
And you got to have patience.
That after you have done the will of Yahweh.
But the patience come after you done what?
The will of Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
You might receive the promise.
And like you said again, it all depends on how you do it. You cameo me, half stroke me. I'm like you tell your kids, go in and wash the dishes. And you hear them slamming the dishes down, and you say, I'll finish the dishes. Get up and stand and go in your room. I thought you said I didn't go outside while I was dishing. You didn't do them right.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do them right. So Yahweh, I tell you, if you don't do this thing right, I'm still going to burn you in the fire. Mm-hmm. That's what this man telling you. You gotta have some energy and do this thing right.
That's right.
Can't be half-cocking this thing. What happened to my, John? Come on, Bubba Cow. Give me that. What happened to my, throughout 3, 21 to 24? What happened to that? Come on, Brother Micaiah, give me that again. Sirach, chapter 3, 21 down to verse 24.
Book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 21 down to 24.
Listen good.
21 read.
What it read?
Seek not out the things that are too hard for you.
See, that's what it means we always do. We seek things out that are too hard. He gives you the blueprint, what to do, how to do it. You want to go and get a mystical of your own mind. Don't get into the mystical of your own mind. You got a sitting seer in place. You got elders in place, male and female. They can help you out. But you want to get in your own mind and I got something. I come up with something. Wait a minute. Don't seek your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Neither search the things that are above your strength.
You see, you search things that are above your strength. Mm-hmm. And you'd be all confused everywhere and thinking you want something. Go ahead.
Verse 22.
What?
But what is commanded you?
He said, why don't you seek what?
What is commanded you?
Well, what's commanded you, Melody of Israel, 111 verse 10? Or some. Back there with Sister J and Proverbs 1 verse 10. What is commanded of you to do? Back there with Sister Jones and Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. Back there with A.B. of Phoebe, the princess, and Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. Go back to back. What is commanded on you to do? As long as you do what's commanded me you to do. What is that? Then when am I going to read?
Okay.
When do the reading start?
Psalms 111 verse 10.
What it say?
Psalms 111 verse 10.
What it say?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
A good understanding.
What?
A good understanding.
How do we get a good understanding, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah? How do we get a good understanding?
Having all they that do his Torah instruction.
You mean I don't get a good understanding until I do what?
Right.
You see what don't happen. You're not going to get no good understanding until you do what? You're going to have conspiratorial instruction. He thinks you on something. You ain't going to get a good understanding. And then the middle spiritual one told him that. And we're not going to read the second 7, 23, 1, 2, and 3. The middle spirit came to him and told him that. Then Yahweh made it plain for Titus in 12, 31, 32. Or Matthew, look what he said. You ain't going
to
get no understanding until you do what? The middle spiritual one said that. And look what the Middle Spirit says in 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. Brother Titus, what did you say? All matter of sin.
And blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Should be forgiven unto man.
They're going to be forgiven unto man.
But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit.
But if you blaspheme against the who?
Righteous spirit.
The righteous spirit is one told him that always against the mind of sin, you got to do Torah instruction.
Right.
But if you blaspheme against that, what do you say?
Wherefore I said to you, all manner of sin and blasphemy should be forgiven unto man.
Go ahead.
But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit should not be forgiven.
And not be forgiven. The righteous spirit said, always you'll get understanding, you got to do what,
Moses?
If you ain't doing a turn, you will never get to understand in this Bible. Is that what we're reading?
That's
Who said that? The righteous spirit said that. But you gonna say, well, no, I'm a black. I can get it on my own. What you just did?
Righteous spirit.
Go ahead and read.
Not be forgiven unto man.
And it's not gonna be forgiven for you.
Verse 32.
What?
And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man.
He said, you might can speak a word against the Son of Man to a time appointed.
And it should be forgiven unto him.
And he might forgive it if you repent.
But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit.
But if you speak against the who?
Righteous spirit.
Go ahead and read.
It should not be forgiven him.
It's not going to be forgiven of you.
Him or her. Neither in this world.
Either in the present world.
Neither in the world to come.
You hear that man just said? So Yahweh said, always you don't get understanding, you got to do what?
Sorry.
But you say, I can get it by on my coffee table. I can get it myself. Mm. What you just did?
Blasphemy.
And what you got coming now? Read verse 32. What you got coming that you can read?
Verse 32.
What?
Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man.
Go ahead.
It should be forgiven.
Go ahead.
Him or her.
Go ahead.
But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit.
Go ahead.
It should not be forgiven.
Go ahead.
Him or her. Neither in this world.
In this world here?
Neither in the world to come.
Even in the world to come. You in a world of trouble. So when you find what the Bible says, and you think you gonna be Princess A, B, or Phoebe, or 10-1, look what Yahweh called you in St. John 10-1. Look what he called you that you can read.
John chapter
10, verse 1. What can we read?
Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you,
what?
That he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold,
yeah,
but climbeth up some other
way. What kind of way?
Some other way.
What he call you if you try to do it some other way?
The same is
the,
a thief.
And ain't that something? You what?
A thief in the rock.
Anyone think he cannot do according to what Yahweh tell you not to do, what he tell you not to do, Brother Titus. What he tell you what not to do in 10:22 of the book of Hebrew, blue child called Hebrew. Well, let me tell you what not to do.
The book of Hebrews, blue word for Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 22.
You will let me see what he say.
Yeah, Mr. J.
Hey. See, I'm saying, we got to bring everybody up. See, now once we get everybody up, y'all, well, see, I'm coming in. Once you want everybody to open this book right on one accord and know how to take, pour it to the side over here, pour it to the side, and put the word of Yahweh on them, knock the heebie-jeebies out of them, right? Yahweh, yeah. Look here. That's what I want to see. Because me told you already in the third, second chapter, 33, one going to chase 1,000, you're going to be able to take 1,000 and straighten them up. Now, I'm telling you. But you got to get the word of Yahweh right. But the way he got it written in the Bible. What we read?
Hebrews, blew the word to Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22.
What it say?
Let us draw near.
Let us draw near.
With a true mind.
True mind.
And full assurance.
Full assurance.
Of the faith, the covenant, belief, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Evil conscience.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
What kind of water?
Pure water.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our belief, covenant.
Yes.
Without wavering.
Don't waver.
But he is faithful, righteousness.
Go ahead.
Promise.
Go ahead.
Verse 24.
Right.
Let us consider one another.
And we all go to what?
Consider one another.
Go ahead.
And to provoke unto love.
Provoke to what?
Unto love.
What do you mean by provoke to love? Sister Joan, bring it out. 14:14-17 of St. John. What do you mean by love? What do you mean by some love? Provoke to what?
Unto love.
What's the definition, biblical definition of love? 14:14-17. What do you mean by love?
If you shall ask anything in my name,
uh-huh,
I will do it.
Go ahead.
Verse 15.
What?
If you love me,
what?
Keep my commandments.
If you love me, keep them first five books. That's what you said. If you, yeah, that's the J. Yeah, that's the J. If you love me, you do what? Keep them first five books. Love is when you're keeping the first five books. That's the love. If you love me, you keep the first five books. Read.
Verse 16.
What?
I will pray the Father.
Then I'll pray to the Father.
And
oh, wait a minute. Paul reached 3 o'clock tomorrow. Hey, pray for me. What's wrong, brother? So, I'm out here hanging outside of the wall, man. The man came in through the door, man. I'm outside. I'm hanging by a rope, hoping he comes right on in and go inside and go to sleep. Why you in the man house on the 18th floor, brother? How could I pray for you now? You know what down that concrete? I thought maybe you could pray me up. Brother. Read.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort.
You say, I'm going to pray to him, but you got to be doing the Torah instruction. That making call, pray for me, well, you know, this going on, that going on. You got to keep the Torah instructions.
Yes.
The Psalm said, I can't even pray to the Father if you ain't keeping Torah instructions. I can't. Now, how you expect to see it going to do more than what I can do?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? How you think the elders are going to do more than they can do?
Mm-hmm.
You got to first be doing the what?
Right.
Is that what the man saying?
What?
Pray for me. You ain't doing nothing that the man could, well, your prayer, my prayer get past my ankle. Because you ain't keeping the Torah instruction. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That he may abide with you forever.
And it'll be with you forever. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Now listen good now.
Even the spirit of truth.
Even the, watch this now. Even the spirit of truth.
Whom the world cannot receive.
What?
The world cannot.
The word is not going to receive this word, y'all. The word, because they don't want to keep Torah instruction. They're not going to receive this. I need prayer. I sure need prayer. Why don't you start by keeping the Torah instruction? That would you start it. Oh, I need prayer. I mean, I just don't feel good. Why don't you start keeping the Torah instruction? Well, you mean y'all can't get a prayer up? Why don't you keep the Torah instruction? You're tying our hands by not keeping the Torah instruction. Huh? Is that what we read? Well, read again in verse 17.
Even the spirit of truth.
Go ahead.
Whom the world cannot receive.
The world cannot receive the spirit of truth.
Because it sees him not.
Because they don't, all they see is T.D. Jakes and all these guys doing things on the wrong day. And so there got to be him in there. There ain't nothing in there but Satan the devil. That's what we're in there, giving them the blessings of Satan the devil, read.
Neither knoweth him.
They don't know him?
Mm-hmm. But you know him.
But you know him.
For he dwelleth with you.
When you keep in Torah instruction.
And shall be in you.
He will be in you. When you keep in Torah instruction. If you're not keeping Torah instruction, you run around on a skip scot. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And your time is going to be any time. Then didn't that what Yahweh said to John 7, verse 6 of St. John? Did he say that? What did he say in 7, verse 6 of St. John?
Then Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father, said unto them.
What did he say?
My time has not yet come.
He said, my time have not yet come.
But your time is already ready.
He said, you look at boy, it can happen to you. I can take that tree out there and they can push you in the streets. Your time is always ready. So you better make sure you got him right. Stop dragging your feet with this man and procrastinating against this man and do what the man tell you to do. I'm not going to receive you until you do what, Mother D of Israel?
Torah instruction.
That's it. Now, you said, well, I don't believe that. Then you called the minister a liar. Now, what did he say again, Brother T? In verse 36 and 37, Brother Titus.
Back to Matthew 12.
Now, look what he said.
Matthew 12.
Yep. 36 and 37.
Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37.
Listen good.
For I said to you.
I said unto you.
That every idle word.
Every idle word.
That man or woman should speak.
Go ahead.
They should give account thereof in the day of judgment.
I'm going to bring everything you said that I can't do, and I tell you how to do it, and I'm going to bring it right back. Every word going to come back in the judgment.
Yeah.
What?
37.
What?
For by your words.
By your words.
You should be justified.
If you repent, you can be justified.
And by your words.
And by your words.
You should be condemned.
I'm going to burn you in the fire. And by your words, I'm going to burn you in the fire.
Yeah.
By your words, if you repent, and change what you're doing, you're coming into the kingdom. If you continue down there thinking you can do this thing the way you want to do it, I'm going to burn you in the fire. By your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, I'm going to burn you in the fire. Is that what we just got to read? That's how you paint your picture. Come on back. Jones, come on back. Give me some more of that Hebrew. Put it to call Hebrew. Give me some more. Yeah, give me that Sirach. Give me some more of that. Give me something. Somebody give me something. Give me something. I want to hear some Bible popping. We got plenty of verses on tape, but I ain't hearing nothing.
Rock.
What it say?
Chapter 3, verse 22.
What it say?
22 reads.
What it reads?
But what is commanding you? That
but what is commanding of us? Well, hold that point. Sister J, give me that 9, verse 10. What's command of us? Proverbs 9, verse 10. Remember? Remember you holding that 9, verse 10? What is command of us? 9, verse 10. Sister J, what is command of us? Proverbs 9, verse 3. Show the index first. Show her how to get to the index. Find it. Turn to it. She going to get better because she tried. Sister J, she trying, y'all. She trying. But show her the index. That's one thing about it. She trying. And y'all probably going to kick in when you're trying. What did it say?
The fear of Yahweh.
What?
Is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
You see that? The fear of Yahweh is the what? It's the beginning of wisdom. And what else? And what else, Sister Jay? And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding. But we told you how you be righteous. Y'all don't be always you'll be righteous, you're Torah keeper. You can't be no righteous. You can't be no righteous no other way than you're a Torah keeper. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Read that, Princess. 119, 142. The only way you gonna be righteous, you gotta be a Torah keeper. Well, I'm good, I'm righteous. Well, how you righteous? You're not keeping Torah keeper, huh? See, the only way. See, you gotta remember one thing. The Bible tell you the whole story. You might not answer nobody talking to you, but you look at the Bible and say, look here, you ain't righteous unless you keep the Torah keeper. 119, 142. Bring it.
Psalms chapter 119, verse
12. Yeah, bring it.
Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
And your Torah instruction is the truth. So how do you be? How do you get righteous, princess? According to that verse, how do you get righteous? By what? According to that verse, what do you do to get righteous? The keeping the first five books. That's how you righteous. So how are you righteous if you're not keeping the Torah? Remember, when you read the book of Psalms, the ministering spirit of 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3 is speaking to his man. So whatever he's writing it from the ministering spirit. And he got it from the Psalm, and the Psalm got it from the Bible. The only way you righteous, you got to be being doing what?
Torah instruction.
The Mr. Spirit of one said that. So how can a person sit around and tell you they're righteous and they're not keeping Torah instruction? Huh? Mm-hmm. You see, that's your bull straying along and say they're righteous. You're not righteous. The Mr. Spirit is the one judge. He the one tell you what righteous is. And righteous is what again? Now back up, persons back there to 625 and read in Deuteronomy where it came from. So you got to watch people say, well, I'm righteous, I'm good. How are you righteous, you're good, and what is good, Brother Titus? And chapter 7, verse 1 and 12, what is good? Well, I'm good. Well, how you doing? I'm good.
We're going to the book of Romans.
How are you good?
Chapter 7.
Verse 1 and 12.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 12.
What do you read?
Know you not, brethren.
Know you not, brethren.
He does. Know you not, brethren.
Right.
For I speak to them that know the Torah instructions.
He said, one, I'm speaking to one that know the what?
The first five books.
So the one I'm talking to, the one that understand the first five books.
or that the first five books or instruction have dominion.
Well, how long?
Over a man as long as he lives.
As long as you live, what's over your head?
As long as you live,
Mr. Preacher. As long as you breathing, what's over your head is what?
Torah
instruction. Is that right? As long as you breathing, what's over your head, Mr. Preacher, is Torah instruction. Is that what we read?
Yes, sir.
What it say in verse 12?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12 reads.
What it reads?
Wherefore, the first five books Torah instruction is righteous.
The first five books of Torah instruction is what?
Righteous.
Go ahead.
And the first five books, righteous, just, and good.
And what?
Righteous, just, and good.
Just and good. So when a person say, I'm good, that means they're keeping what?
Torah instruction.
So how are you good if you're not keeping Torah instruction? So what? Who you think you zooming? We may not respond to you like the mothers. The mothers hear you talk that talk. They look at this book and say, yeah. On this book, you are a help me out, Sister Jones. You are 1 John chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, 4, and 5, Sister
First
Jones.
1 John chapter 2, verse 3, 4, and 5.
Listen good.
And he is the propitiation for our sins.
Yeah, so he is the propitiation. So he's the one that cleans up your sins. Go ahead.
And not for ours only.
But not for ours only.
But also for the sins of the whole world.
The whole world. The whole world of Israel. Go ahead. What?
And hereby we do know. That we know him.
That we know him.
If we keep His Torah instruction.
This how we know that we know him. This how we know that you know him. Right?
Right.
If you do what?
Keep his Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 4.
What?
He or she that said, I know him.
Yeah, he or she said, well, I know him.
And keep it not his
And you do not keep the Torah instruction.
Is a liar.
You know what?
A liar.
You know what?
Go ahead
and read.
And the truth is not in him or her.
Truth is not in him or her. Well, I know him. How you know him, you're not keeping Torah instruction. You are what?
Liar.
You're a liar. And what else?
And the truth is not in you.
Is that what we read?
That's right.
Is we reading it?
Yeah.
So when they say, I know him, and you see they're not keeping Torah instruction, what the book say is.
Liar.
And what else?
And the truth is not in you.
And the truth is not in you. Is that what the Bible's saying?
Yeah.
See, that we have to know these things, because a lot of them will tell you in a minute. I'm good. Why are you good? You're not keeping Torah instruction. Well, see? So the Bible be, while they be talking, be looking right down in the Bible. I've been on the phone talking to people all over the known world. Be looking right in the Bible while they talking. Boy, I wish I had enough dope to tell you something. I just ain't. I'm going to hold it for the broadcast. Come on back off, Brother McKay. You finish me up, where we at?
Okay, we're in the Purpose of Rock.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 3, finishing up verse 22.
Verse 8.
But what is commanded you?
What is commanded what?
The Torah instruction.
Excellent. Make sure, listen, you teachers, bring that in. What is commanded of you is what?
The Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
First five books of the Bible.
Excellent.
Thanks. Thereupon with reverence.
What kind of way?
Thank thereupon with reverence.
Go ahead.
For it is not needful for you to see with your eyes the things that are in secret.
Yeah, right. You got mystified on me. Well, you know, this happened. No, get that mystified stuff. Get back in this book. they want to give all up on that mystified stuff. That stuff right there, you don't got too far. I can't read nothing you on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in the book that we can read something. Don't go mystifying on me. Go ahead.
Verse 23.
What?
Be not curious in unnecessary matters.
He said, what is an unnecessary matter that don't be curious with? Come on, Brother Titus, give me 15. Let me tell you something. You know, we told you what to believe, right? Then he come right back in 15:15 in Acts, and on the right side of the book, because he pulled it back from 20:20. You see, you'd be so curious about what not to believe. You know, the man making it so plain, and what he got written that we can read, 15:15 in the book of Acts.
Come on, Brother Titus.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15.
Listen at this.
All right. Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Right.
And to this agree, the word.
Wait a minute. He said, to this do what?
Agree.
To this you do what?
Agree.
Agree. This you do to do what?
Agree.
Agree. What do he want you to agree on?
The word.
The word of the seer.
The word of the seer. Go ahead.
As it is written.
You see the thing you do, and you still try to come around the corner. He said, listen, didn't the seer put the word that you read yourself? You believe that did. Don't try to look and see if under the word, well, I wonder if they find it. No. Let that alone. You heard him call the verse out. We read the verse. He expound on the verse. Yep. And what did he tell you to do in that 15:15? Go ahead. What did he tell you to do?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
What did he say?
And to this.
And to this.
Agree.
Agree on what?
Words of the seer.
Go ahead. What kind of way?
As it is written.
As it is written. Mm-hmm. We don't never put nothing on the table unless a verse on the table. Mm-hmm. We put a verse on the table. Mm-hmm. So he said, once the seer put a verse on the table, we tell you what you're supposed to do behind it. According to 15:15.
Agree.
Agree as it is written. Stop looking up under the rock behind that. Just agree and go ahead. Because you're doing the will of Yahweh. That's why your brain, come on back, Brother Mackay.
Okay.
This is what happens if you don't do it. We get ready to read. If you don't do it, we get ready to read what's going to happen if you don't do it.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, pick it back up at verse 23.
Listen to this.
Be not curious and unnecessary matters.
You so curious of unnecessary matters.
For more things are showed unto you than man understand.
That's right.
Verse 24.
What?
For many are deceived.
Now many are. Let me show you how you can be deceived. Go ahead.
For many are deceived by their own vain opinion.
You see that? You see that? Well, I don't understand that, but you just got deceived because you just brought in your what?
Own vain opinion.
Your own vain opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you need? Well, I don't believe that, but. Why you? What you buzzing about? You just brought in your own what?
Own vain opinion.
Your own vain opinion. Go ahead and read. What?
Your own vain opinion.
Go ahead.
And evil suspicion.
And an evil suspicion.
Uh-oh. Have overthrown.
Now, Satan done jumped into your lap now. He all in your back now.
Uh-huh.
You see what done happened?
Yeah.
He tell you what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to put no seal there unless that seal ready. You will know he ready because he going to give you a 9:27. Read that, princess. 1 Samuel 9:27. This how you know when you send around a seer?
That's right.
9:27. Verse 27, what it say?
1 Samuel 9:27. Go ahead.
And
as they were going down to the end of the city.
You roll.
And said to Saul.
But Titus got that covered. He said to Saul what?
He said,
tell the servant gone down the road of peace. Tell that servant gone down the road of peace. Go ahead.
And he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But
look, Mr. King, to be, you stand still, Mr. King. Mr. President, you stand still right here.
Stand still a while.
Yep.
That I may show you
what?
The word of Yahweh.
What the seer's job to do?
Word.
Now you tell me anywhere, any part of the known world, internet, what person you know that can out show you to see on you is the what?
Word.
What's the name? What group is it? What's the name of the group? What's the name of any group, any part of the world on the internet anywhere can out teach this ministry right here? What's their name? Something, come back next week and tell me the same thing.
And you
still won't get in line. Huh? We come on the network, Six nights a week, 3 hours of broadcast, and ain't a lesson put on the table, ain't nobody can dispute behind it.
Right.
And you still won't get right.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah. So that's what happened to you. Still looking for something up under the rug, and we delivering a knockout, blowing dust as Yakwa, and we organize. Come on back and finish it up, Officer Jones. Back to Hebrews. I want to get one more in. I'm going to get out the way. I got to listen to the Tigers get at it.
Deuteronomy 6:25.
Yeah, what happened to that? Yeah, come on, give me that 6:25.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
What it say?
And it shall be our righteousness.
What is our righteousness? Go ahead and read.
If we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
So what is our righteousness? First five books. That's our righteousness.
As he has commanded.
And it's a commandment to do what? The first five books. Constance Jones, give me that Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus
23,
1, 2, and 3.
And listen what he say.
And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, say.
What did he say?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And say unto them.
What?
Concerning the feast of the Yahuwah.
Feast of Yahuwah.
Which you shall proclaim to be right.
And you supposed to have what kind of way?
Righteous.
Not hell raisers. Righteous. Go ahead.
Even these are my feet.
And these are my feet. What?
Verse 3.
What?
6 days shall work be done.
You got 6 days to take care of all your business.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
It's a Sabbath of rest. Okay, well, I'm going to rest. Go ahead.
And righteous convocation.
But what happened to the gathering? What happened to the gathering? You rest, but you gather. Remember we read on that Zephaniah 2:1? Read again, Brother T. Okay, I'm going to rest on the Sabbath day. Okay, wait a minute. You're doing your own thing there. What happened to Zephaniah 2:1?
Going back to Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
What happened to that?
Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
Let's be good.
Yes.
2:1.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
Listen to this.
Gather yourselves together.
Gather yourself together. What happened to that? Go ahead.
Yay.
Yay.
Gather together.
Woo.
O nation, not the Zion.
What happened to that part? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is Sabbath day. Well, I'll be just going to rap back. No. What happened to the gathering together, O nation, not the Zion?
Yeah.
Your strength is in numbers and gathering together. When righteous people get together, a lot of them come out of it. You can't be a bull staying alone thinking you can compete. You're going to be all over the place. Finish up there, Sister Jones.
Leviticus 23.
1 and 8.
1 and
3. Yeah, okay. You read verse 3 already?
No, I didn't finish.
Okay, go ahead.
6 days shall work be done.
Go ahead.
But the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest.
Go ahead.
A righteous convocation, gathering.
Yeah.
You shall do no work therein.
Go ahead.
It is the Sabbath of all your dwellings.
Give me 24:1-8.
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and 8.
What did it say?
And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
What did he say in verse 8?
Every Sabbath.
How many Sabbaths?
Every Sabbath.
Go ahead.
He shall set it in order.
Go ahead.
Before the Yahuwah continually.
Yeah.
Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant. Now come back to and give me that. Let's run on down to 39. Actually, straight on down to 39. Sister Jones, come on back and it's bringing to my part of a backup.
The book of Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Eber, chapter 10.
Right. Start at 37.
Okay. 37.
Go ahead.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come.
Will not tarry.
He's not going to tarry.
38.
What?
Now, the just shall live by the covenant.
The just got to live by, if you just, you're going to live by the covenant. Go ahead.
But if any man or woman draw back.
But if you draw back.
My soul. Shall have no pleasure in him or her.
Him or her, if you just draw back, my soul ain't got no pleasure in you. ahead.
Verse 39.
What?
But we are not of them.
We are not of them that do what?
Who draw back into perdition.
If you draw back, you're going to be destroyed. That what it means? If you draw back from this man Sabbath day the way he tell you to do it, you're going to be destroyed. Go ahead.
But of them that believe.
But them that believe.
To the saving of the soul.
That saving of the soul. Come on, Mother D up Israel. Give me verse 16. Let's talk about this just real quick. Proverbs 24:16. Bring it. Proverbs 24:16. We'll talk about the just for a minute.
Proverbs 24:16.
We're going to talk about the just for a minute.
Proverbs 24:16.
Mm-hmm.
For a just man or woman.
What?
Falling seven times.
A just man and woman will fall how many times?
Seven times.
They might fall seven times. That seven times is completion. Go ahead.
And raise up again.
And they're going to rise up again.
But the wicked shall fall into mischief.
And the wicked going to fall into mischief. So if you a just man or woman, you're going to fall. Get back up.
Yeah.
Get back up and get at it again.
Yeah.
But if you wicked, you're going to do what?
Fall into mischief.
You're going to fall into mischief. Now, let me run the prophet. While you're in Proverbs, give me 29, verse 2 and 16. To Jake. And Psalm chapter 19, verse 19. Brother Micaiah, help me, Sirach, chapter 1, 1 through 8. Brother Titus. Have me 11 through 21. Sister Jones, have me 24 down to verse 30.
Proverbs chapter
29. And Princess, have me Sirach 19 waiting on me.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 and 16.
Listen good.
Verse 2.
Listen good.
When the righteous are in authority.
When the righteous in authority.
The people rejoice.
The people do what?
Rejoice.
So we know one thing. When the righteous are in authority, everybody is nervous. Everybody, hey, boy, get back off me. You ain't 6 feet. Go ahead.
But then the wicked.
But then the wicked.
Bear rule.
Then when the wicked bear rule.
The people.
What we doing now?
Morning.
That's right.
That means what? The wicked is ruling. That's why we're doing it.
That's right.
That means you clear who run the thing, the wicked.
Yeah.
Ain't we mourning?
Yeah.
That's right.
Verse 16. What?
When the wicked are multiplied.
And when the wicked are multiplied.
Sin increase.
Yeah.
But the righteous shall see their fall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give me 19:19, Princess. Sirach, 19:19. Go ahead. Listen good.
The knowledge of the Torah instruction.
The knowledge of the Torah instruction.
Of Yahweh.
Of who?
Of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Is the doctrine of life.
My. Read that again. Read that again. What did it say?
The knowledge of the Torah instruction.
The knowledge of the first five books.
Yeah.
Of Yahweh.
Of who?
Of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Is the doctrine of life.
It's the teaching of what?
Life.
Life. Then we read there about Titus. We ain't going to read them more in 7 verse 1. We ain't reading no more. But give me, come on, brother Micaiah. Give me that 1 through 8 in the Sirach. Backed up with Titus and 11 down to verse 26. Sister Jones had me 24 through 30.
Book of Sirach, chapter 1.
Listen good.
Verse 1 through 8.
Listen good.
Verse 1 read.
What it read?
All wisdom cometh from Yahweh and is with him forever.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2. Who can number the sand of the sea and the drops of rain and the days of eternity? Verse 3. Who can find out the height of heaven and the breadth of earth and the deep? And verse 4, wisdom hath been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting. Verse 5, the word of Yahweh, Most High, is the fountain of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and her ways are everlasting Torah instruction. Verse 6, to whom hath the root of wisdom been revealed, or who hath known her wise counsel? Verse 7, Unto whom hath the knowledge of wisdom been made manifest? And who hath understood her great experience? Verse 8. There is one wise and greatly to be feared, Yahweh sitting upon his throne.
11:21. Brother Titus, come on.
Surah chapter 1, verse 11 to 21.
That's good.
The fear of Yahweh is honor.
The fear of Yahweh is what?
Honor.
Go ahead.
Greatness.
Go ahead.
And gladness.
Go ahead.
And a crown of rejoicing.
And a crown of what?
Rejoicing.
So that's when you got the fear of Yahweh. You have a rejoiced spirit on you. We can tell it. Go ahead.
Verse 12.
What?
The fear of Yahweh make it a merry mind.
You make what kind of mind?
Merry mind.
Merry mind. You have the fear of Yahweh working with you. Go ahead.
And give it joy.
To give you what?
Joy.
Read.
And gladness.
What kind of way?
Gladness.
Go ahead.
And a long life.
And what kind of life?
Long life.
Long life. Go ahead and read.
13.
What does it say?
Whoever fear Yahweh.
Well, who said I fear Yahweh?
Mm-hmm. It should go well with him or her.
You can be insane if you fear Yahweh, but you're real, but how you fear Yahweh, you keep Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At the last.
At the last?
And he shall find favor in the day of his death.
Wait a minute. You're going to find favor when?
In the day of his death.
Ain't that something? You mean if I get Yahweh right, if I die, what I got coming?
Favor.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. In the 14th chapter, verse 35 of Surah there, Sister Jones, can you hear me out? Can you hear me out in 14:35? Miss Fisher, okay, Seer, you dropped some down. But tell you what, slide this 14:35 in on them. What did it say? I don't know. What it said? Slide that verse 35 in them. I don't know what it say. Yeah, what it say? Second Ezra 14:35. Second Ezra 14:35. Let's see if we slide that in.
Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 35.
Okay.
For after death.
And after death.
Shall the judgment come.
Wait a minute. I thought once you're dead, it's all over with and all with it, the rest of the place. No, no, no. After death, what happened?
Shall the judgment come.
The judgment going to come after death.
We shall live again.
And when we shall live again.
Then shall the names of the righteous be manifest.
And the name of the righteous is going to be manifest.
And the works of the unrighteous
and the,
shall
and,
be declared.
And the works of
the unrighteous.
But we've been told by our preachers we ain't got to do no work. He's letting you know that, guess what, by you not doing no work, I'm going to do some damage to you because you're going to be unjust, unrighteous. So your preacher lied to you. He said the judgment started after you shut this thing down. That's what I'm getting to working on. You read again. See, understand, he over there rested. He over there rested in peace now. No, they not. But that's when it done started. Mm-hmm. Well, you been saying, you ain't got to worry about Sister Sally and Big Bob no more. Guess what? That's when it starts. Read it again. Mm-hmm. 35, listen.
For after death.
After death.
Shall the judgment come.
The judgment come after you die.
When we shall live again.
And when we shall live again.
And then. Shall the name of the righteous be manifest.
And the name of the righteous is going to be manifest.
And the works of the unrighteous.
And the works of the unyahwalis. And the works of the unyahwah. What about the works of the unyahwah?
36. Let no man the works of the unrighteous shall be declared.
The works of the unrighteous is going to be declared. Is that the man saying? The unyahwah.
Well, hold on.
Oh, that ain't the way you respond to a question on the table. That's why we said very plain how you respond earlier.
Patiently.
Right? Yes. We said that. We got to remember that because when we be on the clock, we got to be patiently in this thing. Yes. We can't fly with no helmet. We got to be able to correct people correctly. decent in order. Matter of fact, give me 14:40, Brother Titus. Give me 14:40. See, all this is rehearsal. Mm-hmm. We're doing a rehearsal for the big thing. If we don't get it right, how we gonna get it right? Look what it says over here in 14:40. Read it, Brother Titus.
1 Corinthians.
14:40.
1 Corinthians, chapter 14.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what he said in 37th chapter, he asked Ezekiel one question. He said, can these bones live? He said, oh, Yahweh, only you know. Huh? I don't know. Yeah. We're trying to get you in order. The man got big things come by only get in order.
Yeah.
In order means we got to be patient. Yeah. And we got to love one another.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Is that what we're saying?
I knew we had one.
Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40 reads.
What it reads?
Let all things be done.
Done.
Decently.
And
in order.
In order. Then Yahweh will be intervening if it's in what?
Order.
Order. Let's show love for one another. What kind of way?
Decently and in order.
In order. Now, come on back to the verse where we go yet. Now, where we at? Yeah, come on out. Where you at now? Brother T, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What?
Okay, I'm at verse 14.
What?
Sirach chapter 1, verse 14.
Right.
The fear of Yahweh is beginning the wisdom.
Yes.
And it was created.
Yeah.
With a faithful, righteous in the womb.
Go ahead.
Verse 15.
What?
She had built an everlasting foundation with man.
Go ahead.
And she shall continue with their seed.
Go ahead.
16.
What?
To fear Yahweh is fullness of wisdom.
To fear Yahweh, you got the fullness of what?
Wisdom.
Go ahead.
And fill a man and women with her fruits.
Right.
17.
What?
She filleth all their family with the things desirable in the garden with her priests.
Go ahead.
18. The fear of Yahweh is a crown of wisdom.
The fear of Yahweh is a crown of wisdom.
Make it peace.
It make what?
Make it peace.
See, the word of Yahweh do what for you?
Make peace.
It peace. It'll make peace.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And perfect health.
What kind of health?
Perfect.
Go ahead.
To flourish.
Go ahead.
Both, which are the gifts of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And it enlarge their rejoices that love him.
Go ahead.
19.
What?
Wisdom rain it down.
Wisdom will rain down.
Skill and knowledge.
Skill and knowledge.
Of understanding.
Of what?
Of understanding.
Go ahead.
And exalt them to honor that hold her fast.
And you exalt to honor if you hold that fast. Go ahead.
Verse 20.
What?
The root of wisdom.
The root of wisdom.
Is to fear Yahweh.
Is to do what?
Is to fear Yahweh.
Fear Yahweh.
And the branches thereof are long.
And you got coming behind it?
Long life.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 21.
What?
The fear of Yahweh drives away sin.
Oh, the fear of Yahweh do what?
Drives away sin.
Wait.
And where it is present.
And when it's present?
It turns away wrath.
It turns away wrath.
Yes.
The fear of Yahweh drives away sin and turns away wrath. If you understand what Yahweh got. Because he made it plain in 26 verse 3. Sister Jay, what did he tell you in Isaiah 26, verse 3. What he said that we can read, Sister J.
Mm-hmm.
What he said that we can read. What can we read in 26, verse 3?
Isaiah chapter
26,
verse
3. What it reads?
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace.
So he will keep him or her in perfect peace. But you got to have your mind what?
On him.
On him. Then he'll kick in.
Yes.
If your mind worry about who to your left, to your right, Yahweh's not there. Keep your mind on him and what he said he'll do.
Keep you in perfect peace.
Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Mr. Jones, come on back and give me 24 through 30. And that's the right one.
All right.
24, this is good now, 24 to 30.
Chapter 1, verse 24 through 30.
What it say?
He
He will hide his word for a time.
He'll hide his word from a time.
And the lips of many shall declare his wisdom.
Go ahead.
Verse 25. The parables of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom.
The parable of knowledge in the treasure of wisdom. Go ahead.
But righteousness but, is an abomination to a sinner.
But righteousness is a what?
Abomination to a sinner.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 26. If you desire wisdom, keep the first five books of Moses.
Keep the first five books of Moses.
And the Yahweh shall give her unto you.
And he'll give it to you, but you got to first kick in yourself. You want some wisdom? Keep the first five books. Go ahead.
Verse 27.
What?
For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction.
The fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction.
And the covenant and meekness are his delight.
Go ahead.
Verse 28.
What?
Distrust not the fear of the Yahweh when thou art poor.
And, right. And when you're poor, you can't find your $10. Oh, I can't find my $10.
And come not unto him with a double mind.
And don't have a what kind of mind?
Double mind.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 29.
What?
Be not an hypocrite in the sight of men and women.
Go ahead.
And take good heed to what you speak it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Exalt not yourself.
Exalt not yourself. Listen to this.
Lest you fall.
You're going to fall if you do it.
And bring dishonor upon your soul.
And who going to peep at this thing?
And so Yahweh discover your secret.
Go ahead.
And cast you down.
Well.
In the midst of the congregation.
Of the children of Israel.
Because you came not in truth to the fear of the Yahweh.
You came what kind of way you came then? That's
but your mind is full of deceit.
Your mind can be full of deceit.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I got you covered. Let me give me two more in there. Give me Sirach, Brother Micaiah. Give me Sirach chapter 17, 22-26. Backed up with Brother T in Ecclesiastes chapter 8. 11 through 14. I'm going to turn it over to the Tigers. I'm going to sit back and watch the Tigers to the sunset.
Okay. Book of Sirach.
Yes.
This is chapter 17.
22-26. Listen good.
Pick it up at 22-26.
Listen good.
22 read.
What it read?
The alms. What's the
alms? Alms mean money.
Mm-hmm.
Tithes, free will off, and donations. That's what it means. Money.
The alms of a man is as a signet with him.
Go ahead.
And he would keep the good deeds of man as the apple of the eye.
Go ahead.
And give repentance to the sons and daughters.
Go ahead.
Verse 23.
What?
Afterwards he will rise up and reward them.
He will reward them.
And render their recompense upon their head.
Go ahead.
Verse 24.
What?
But unto them that repent.
But those that repent.
He granted them return.
You got to return, but you got to do what?
And,
go ahead and read.
And confronted those that failed in patience.
He confronted that failed. Remember we read about you need a guy patient.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 25.
What?
Return unto Yahweh.
Return to Yahweh.
And forsake your sin.
And forsake your sin.
Make your prayers before his face.
Go ahead.
And offend less.
And offend less.
26.
What?
Turn again to the Most High Yahweh.
Turn again to Yahweh.
And turn away from sin.
And turn away from sin.
For he will lead you out of darkness.
He will lead you out of Satan, the devil. Yeah.
Into the light of hell.
Into the light of hell.
And hate you abomination.
Of what kind of way?
Behemently.
Behemently. He said, hate abomination. Hate it. That's what he said he do. Then he'll bring you away from under Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, give me the Ecclesiastes, the regular book, chapter 11 through 14 there.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11 through 14.
Yeah, what it say? What it say?
Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Because sin is against an evil work.
It's because sin is against an evil work.
It's not executed speedily.
It's because he don't get you today.
Right. Therefore, the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil.
He said, because I might let you run long, you think you're running. If I don't get you today, I'm going to get you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it can show up on you by the way you walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't get you today, I'm going to get you tomorrow. Read again from the top again.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, read.
Listen good.
Because sense is against an evil work.
Yeah.
It's not executed speedily.
Yeah.
Therefore, the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't get me for what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
He told you when you draw back, I'm gonna kill you. I'm going to destroy you. Start working on you. When you start drawing, I might say, hey, brother, you know you're supposed to be a teacher right now. Oh, well, no, I don't want to be a teacher right now. Oh, I won't do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're drawing back, huh? Yeah, Yahweh said, okay, you see that? He confessed out of his mouth, he draws back. I'm going to get to working on him. I'll get his attention before I kill him. Read.
Verse 12.
What?
Through a sinner, do evil 100 times.
You might do it 100 times.
And his days be prolonged.
And you might live a long life. You see that old grouchy? I remember I left and came back, that grouchy man still sit on the porch. How long that something going to live? Yahweh letting him live. Mm-hmm.
Yes, surely. I know that it should be well with them that fear Yahweh.
But let you know, it's going to be well with you to fear Yahweh and fear Yahweh keeping Torah instruction.
Yeah.
That's the fear Yahweh keeping Torah instruction.
Yeah. Which fear before him.
Go ahead.
Verse 13.
What?
But it should not be well with the wicked.
Oh, but it's not going to be well with the wicked.
Then shall he prolong his days.
And you're not going to prolong your days when you're wicked.
Yes.
Right.
Which are as a shadow.
Written number the shadow. One day with me is 1,000 years. Go ahead.
Because he feared not before Yahweh.
Because you fear not Yahweh.
Verse 14.
What does it say?
There is a vanity.
There's a what?
Vanity.
Go ahead.
Which is done upon the earth.
Is a vanity done upon the earth?
That there be just man. And to whom it happened, according to the work of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there be wicked man to whom it happened according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity.
Telling you one thing, you might well go down swinging at Taurus, because I'm going to get you up there. I'll let you outlive everybody. You mean that wicked person? Yeah, I'm going to let you outlive because I got a special burning fire on you. Only thing open you for you do is Brother Titus 3:19, and over to the young Titus 3:19 of Acts says what? Brother Titus,
go to Acts chapter 3:19.
Listen, God.
Chapter 3:19.
What it say? Listen, God.
Repent ye therefore.
Do what?
Repent.
Repent.
Ye therefore.
What?
And be converted.
And be converted.
That your sins may be blotted out.
And that when you repent, your what gonna be what?
Sins. May be blotted out.
Before when?
When a time of refreshing should come before the presence of Yahweh.
And on that note, over to the young Titus, Brother Mackay and Brother Titus.
Yahweh.
What was that last one? Brother T.
Acts 3:19.
I'm going to hand it over to Brother T. Brother D, you can give me Luke 12:12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12, read. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. We will be able to teach you. I believe that righteous spirit will teach us in that same hour what we ought to say.
Hallelujah.
So things that I've been going over this week, there's a few brothers I ran across. They're talking about a few things about our fathers and who our fathers is. And one of the things they came across was we Hebrew Israelites. You know, that's been on my mind. So we want to go and get a little history check about can we find any of our fathers in here that's named Hebrew. So we go, first we go pick it up at we're going to find out a little bit something about this truth. Let's get an understanding about this truth. This righteous spirit is going to teach us at the same hour what we ought to say. Mm-hmm. Let's pick it up at Sister A. Beard. Mm-hmm. Give me St. John
and give me chapter 14, verse 17.
John chapter 14, verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells with you.
Okay. So let's find out what this Spirit of truth is. Let's find out what this Spirit that the world ain't going to receive, but you are Israel. What's this Spirit of truth that we can read? Sister Jones, give me St. John. Give me, find out this truth is. Give me John 17:17.
St. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Hallelujah. Wow. The word of God is true. And Sister Jay, you can give me St. John chapter 14, verse 6. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. And Sister okay, let me hear this. Give me that St. John. Give me that St. John 14, verse 6. Okay, so we know Yahweh the Son is the way, the truth, and the life. But he our truth. We know that word is that is the truth, right? And let's find out something about this truth. So, you can give me Sirach chapter 4, 25, verse 28.
Chapter 4, verse 25 and 28.
Yeah, let me get, I'm almost there with you. 1 second. Everybody there? Stay there. We good to go. Rock, chapter 4, verse 25 and verse, 25 and 28.
In no wise speak against the truth, but be abased of the error of thine ignorance.
Verse
28.
20,
verse 20,
right,
25
and 28.
Yes, ma'am. Strive
for the
truth unto death.
In the Yahweh shall fight for you. So we know Yahweh will be doing the fight for us as long as we strive for the truth unto death, right?
Yes, right.
So we want to bring truth straight to the table right here, right now. Brother Teacher Titus, you got something to add on that?
Yes, sir. Psalms 119. Psalms 119, 142, okay, then 144, and 151.
Psalms 119, 142, 144, and what?
And 151.
Got a call smile to read that.
All right, Sister Monica Israel. Psalms 119, 142, 144, and 151.
119, 142, 144, and 151.
Okay,
Psalms 142,
read. Sister Phoebe Abed, Princess Israel. If you get Daniel, tell me real quick, Daniel, see what I want. Going to Daniel. Make that chapter, I believe chapter 10. Let's see.
The first two lines in verse 21 after Sister Monica Israel reads.
And Psalm 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy Torah instruction is the truth. Verse 144. The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Verse 151. Thou art near, O Yahuwah, and all the first five books of Moses are true.
Are true. All right, Sister Phoebe of being Prince Israel, Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. Now Daniel chapter 10. Make that Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. First two lines. Top part.
Daniel chapter 10.
Yeah, verse 21.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's that first two lines. I just wanted to bring that out.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
So the scriptures is the what?
Truth.
The scriptures is the truth.
Truth.
And that's where we get out. That's where we're about to get this truth from. We're about to get this truth from the scriptures. You know, we don't speak against the truth because we'll be speaking against scripts when we know we're speaking against this coming from this book. So we know the truth is the word of Yahuwah. We know we get our truth from the scriptures of this book, right?
Right.
Sister A.B., give me Job chapter 8, verse 8. As a matter of fact, before you touch Job chapter 8, verse 8, Mother D., you can give me Genesis chapter 14. Give me that verse 13. I just want to put that word, that name on the table. Chapter 14, verse 13. I'm looking for first two lines. I'm looking for a word in there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see where this mystical name came from.
All right. Genesis 14, 13.
Mm-hmm.
And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew.
Stop right there. That word right there, Abram the Hebrew. So we want to see, can we find, we all about truth from the scriptures, right? Just got done reading that.
Yep.
We want to see, can we find this, this word Hebrew, any of our father's name Hebrew. Sister A.B., what you got for me?
Job chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of your fathers.
So, prepare ourselves for the search of the fathers, right? But we're going to inquire of the former age of these things. So we're going to go back and we're going to take a look at these things. And, Sister Jones, you can give me, Psalms 49:11, Sister J, you give me First Chronicles chapter 9, just give me verse 1.
Psalms 49:11.
Yes, ma'am.
I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine.
That was
51. That was 51. Their inward thought is that their houses, their families shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their land after their own name.
So the names will be after the names of your father. These names are going to be, after many generations, will be called by the same names of what was given from the beginning. You know, because you got to remember, Job 8 just inquired of the former age. You know, we're going to prepare yourself for the search of your father. And these names is named after our fathers of these lands. So So we want to pick up on. Let me get that with you, Sister Jay.
Well, hold that part. I gotta cut in on that. Brother Makai, I gotta cut in because I'm gonna show you the greatest mystical name it is. That we got to be clear about the greatest mystical name to ever live.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to read the way you see it. Come on, Brother Makai. Help me out there, Brother Titus.
Yes,
I'm going to show you the greatest mystical name, but read it just the way you see it. The way you see it in the Bible,
right.
Read it exactly the way you see it. I'm going to show you the greatest mystical name that's in the universe, the greatest mystical name. We're going to Acts 13, figure verse 6.
Acts 13.
We're going to show you the biggest mystical name in the Bible, since you use the word called mystical name. And Hebrew ain't nothing but a little shelf step compared to this one.
All right, let me get you.
Now read exactly the way you see it.
Exactly
the way you see it. But we're going to bring out the greatest mystical name that's laid in this Bible. And all one's going to reveal this is voices
of the true Israelite.
Listen real good. Acts chapter 13, verse 6. Bring it.
The book
of Acts. You see it.
Chapter 13, verse 6.
Right.
Verse 16, I mean. 16, read.
No. 13, verse 6.
Oh, 6.
Acts 13, verse 6.
Okay, the book of Acts.
Listen good.
Chapter 13, verse 6.
Listen good.
Verse 6, read.
What it read?
6. And when they had gone.
And when they have gone.
Through the aisle.
Yeah.
Unto Paphos.
Yeah.
They found a certain sorcerer.
And they found a certain what?
Sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It reads just the way it is.
Yeah, read the way you see it.
A false prophet.
Go ahead.
A Jew.
He was a Jew. That he was from the tribe of Yahweh, Judah. His name was what?
Bar-Jesus.
His name, that means son of Jesus. That was his name. His name was what?
Bar-Jesus.
Bar means son.
Uh-huh.
He was a son of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
But he was what again?
He was
Yahweh. Yeah, he was Yahweh. But he was what?
He was false.
He was false, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So he's a teacher, he's a pastor, he's a shepherd, he's false, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
His name
was
Son
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Son of Jesus.
Is that what his name was?
What his name was.
Now here go the greatest mystery. Now who is the Son of Jesus according to verse 10?
Okay.
Come on, Brother Titus. Who is this son of Jesus?
Okay, Acts chapter 13, verse 10, read. It said, O full of all simplicity and all mischief, you child of Satan the devil.
You child of the devil. So you use the name Jesus, using the name of the devil.
Yes.
Jesus is the name of the devil. Jesus is the name of the devil. Jesus, black Jesus, white Jesus, that is the devil's name. Jesus, son of Jesus, which is the child of the who?
Of the devil.
Satan the devil.
You're a child of the devil. When you use the name Jesus, that's the son of the devil. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah.
Now, how many camps you know use the name Jesus?
Oh,
Lord. Now, there go your greatest. Mystical.
Hallelujah. Wow. That was just Acts chapter 13. Yeah. We had Hallelujah. Wow. We just got that one put on the table. Acts 13, verse 6 and verse 10. Where we at? Who holding something for me? First Chronicles, as we're going to chapter 9, and we're going to verse 1. And let's see, because remember, we're taking up trying to find out about our fathers, right? And where his name Hebrew came from. Can we find it in the Bible, as far as any of our fathers' name Hebrew? So we just got done reading Job 8:8 about the choir of the former ages of our fathers, right? And the land's
right.
Going to be named after our fathers. But let's find out what he has to say in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. What does it say, Sister J?
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Mm-hmm. So all Israel were reckoned
mm-hmm.
by
genealogy. Blood, it's bloodline.
And behold, they were written in the book of the kings of
Mm-hmm. And Judah, southern king.
Okay, so yeah, that's polluted word, Judah, our southern king, huh?
Okay. Who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression.
Okay, well, we want that we want to know that in chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1, that so all Israel, all the congregation of the children of Israel, reckoned by genealogy. That's bloodline.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we reckon by. So we reckon something by this bloodline. That's what we better put on the table. Get this bloodline of our fathers so we can know where we come from. So when we thinking that we some Hamites, Egyptian, polluted word for Mazarines and things like that. Sister Jones, you going to give me Genesis 10:22, Mother D. You going to back up with Genesis 11. 10:13-14. Okay, Genesis chapter 10.
Verse
we want verse 22, right? Now, listen real good, because we better get a understanding about who our fathers is. So we can run this thing down.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
The children of Shem.
Okay, this is the children of Shem.
Edom.
Mm-hmm.
And Asher.
Okay, we got, okay.
And Arphaxad.
And Arphaxad.
And Lud.
And Lud.
And Abraham.
And Abraham. Okay, now we going to pick it up with, now we got Arphaxad. We got Arphaxad on the table, right? But let's see who picked up the slack after, who picked up the next lead after Shem. So we got Shem, let's go to read the book of Genesis. We're going to pick it up at Genesis chapter 11, verse 10. Mother, and then give me verse 13 and give me verse 14.
Genesis chapter 11, verse 10, 13 to 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10. These are the generation of Shem.
Mm-hmm.
Shem was 100 years old and begat a factor.
So he got a factor.
2 years after the flood.
Okay, now we're going to pick it up.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And Arphaxad lived after he begat
Salah. Mm-hmm.
Salah 403 years and begat sons and daughters.
Hold up right there, mother. So Arphaxad had Shem had Arphaxad, right? And Arphaxad had a son. His son's name was who?
Salah.
So we got, have we found Hebrew yet?
Nope.
I just want to make sure we haven't found this Hebrew.
Right.
Now we got, after that we got, Arphaxad had Salah, and what happened in verse 14, Mother?
And Salah lived 30 years and begat Eber.
So, Salah lived 30 years, and he begot Eber. So now we got Eber on the table, right?
Yeah.
And we still right now, we don't have no Hebrew, right? Okay, so Sister Jackie, Genesis chapter 10, verse 24. Matter of fact, give me 21. Now, just give me 24. Give me 24. Uh-huh. 10:24.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 24.
And Arphaxad begat
Salah, and
Salah
begat Eber.
So we got Salah begat Eber, right?
Yeah.
Now, pick it up, what's verse 25?
Verse 25, and unto Eber were born two sons.
Uh-huh.
The name of one was Peleg.
Mm-hmm.
For in his days was the earth divided.
Uh-huh.
And his brother's name was
Joktan.
Uh-huh.
So we know that now we just found out that Eber had two sons, right? And Eber had two sons, and his son's name was Peleg and Joktan, right? Okay. So let's pick it up at matter of fact. Now we trying to find out this Hebrew, right? We still haven't found it so far, right? Mother, Sister Jones. Give me Proverbs 35 and 6, because we're working on truth here. And we want Proverbs 35 and 6 Because people right calling themselves Hebrew Israelite.
Proverbs chapter 30,
yeah.
verse 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Every word of Yahweh is pure.
Uh-huh.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Okay.
Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word,
uh-huh.
if he reprove you, and thou be found a liar.
So Yahweh said, don't add to his word, at least he reprove you and be found a liar. He's talking about my word is pure.
Right.
How pure is that word? Anybody tell me where we can find that, how pure his word is?
Psalm 19:7.
Is 19 what?
Psalm 19:7.
You say Psalms
19:7? Yeah.
Is that
it?
Yeah.
He said
about that pure, that word pure. Pure, right? You say Psalms what? 19. Alright, anybody else want to take a shot at it?
Alright,
is
that about that
pure? Yeah, yeah, let's we in Bible study, so Brother
Titus. Yes, sir.
For this class, see can we find this pure. How pure this word is, Yahweh. We looking for to see anybody can find that scripture about how pure this Yahweh's word is. Because we're dealing with a man whose word is real pure. You know, and he say don't add to his word, he'd be found a liar, right?
Yeah.
And every word of Yahweh is pure. So we gotta see how pure this word is. People want to step up to this pure word. So let's see how pure this word is. The book of Psalms, chapter 12, Sister A. B., verse 6.
Psalms chapter 12,
verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
The
word of Yahweh are pure words.
They pure words. Uh-huh.
Silver tried in the furnace of earth.
Uh-huh.
Purified seven times.
Mark that down. Keep that in mind. The word of Yahweh is pure seven times. So people say to a man say, my word is pure seven times. So let's pick it back up, Sister Jones. Back me up with Genesis chapter 11, verse 16 and 18.
Genesis chapter
11, verse 16
and
18. Uh-huh.
And Eber lived
400,
and me, Eber, lived 4 and
13
years.
Uh-huh.
And begat Peleg.
So he passed it on. So after Eber, who got the torch next?
Peleg.
He passed it on to his son Peleg. So he skipped over Joktan, but he passed the torch over to Peleg, right? Okay, where we at? 17.
And Eber lived after he begat Peleg. 430 years.
Uh-huh.
And begat sons and daughters.
Uh-huh. Verse 18.
And Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu.
Mm-hmm.
19. And Peleg lived after he begat Reu 210 years.
Okay.
And begat sons and daughters.
All right, we're going to stop right there, right? So now we still haven't found this Hebrew word, right?
Wow.
And right, we're dealing with truth from the scriptures. So we gonna find any father in here whose name was Hebrew, why people call themselves Hebrew Israelite. We gotta see, can that name hold up inside of our father? Anybody name Hebrew? So, excuse me, we're gonna pick it back up at Genesis. Sister Jay, give me chapter 11. You read, give me verse 20, 22. 24 to 26. 24 down to 26. Now we're doing an investigation right now. We're trying to build a case. You know, these brothers. These brothers say they got something going on. They say they're Hebrews. So we build a case. We want to see can that hold up inside of the Bible? Because we remember, lands the name after the father. You got to inquire the former ages of your fathers, according to Job 8:8. You know, Psalms 49:11. You know, the names will be named after your own after their own names. So we got to see can any of this hold up? You know? Yeah, we have verse, we want verse 20, 22, 24, and 26. Duke 26, 24 through 26. In verse 20, you hear it?
And Ruth lived 2 and 30 years and begat
the Ruth. So the Ruth had a, what's his son name was? The Ruth. Okay.
Verse 22, as the Ruth lived 30 years and begat
Ruth. Verse 22, so we got Saruh passed the torch down to his son, Nahar, right? Okay, pick it back up.
Verse 24.
All right.
And Nahar lived 9 and 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And began
Saruh.
Verse 25. And
so Nahar's son was Terah.
And Nahar lived
after he... Well, call your verse out.
Verse 25. Mm-hmm. Nahar lived after he began Terah.
Terah, huh?
And 119 years and
began
sons and daughters.
Okay. Now, verse 26, what did it say?
Verse 26, that Terah lived
70
years.
Abram, Nahar, and Haran. There we go. So we know that this torch is passed down to Nahar, and Nahar passed the torch down to Terah, but Terah had three boys.